Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Oh yeah. Whew. I like barely got here in the nick of time. Like, woo. Nevertheless, I reloaded. Hold on, let me get to my background music real quick. Hold on. Where is it at? Oh yeah, that's it. Uh-huh. K1's Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blitzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. K100 Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Oh, so much. Really appreciate you guys showing me that love, all right? www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, that's the site to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, that is indeed the site to the show, all right? Now, episode 212. This show was actually inspired. I really didn't know what I was going to be talking about today, really honestly. I was like, I was sitting around all day thinking like, yo, man, what am I really going to talk about today? You feel me? What's really on my mind? You know what I'm saying? I had a bit of a serious show last night. I mean, it wasn't all that serious. You know what I mean? You know, it was kind of serious and it wasn't serious. You feel what I'm saying? But I was gonna clown a little bit tonight. I was going to talk about some sex. If I wasn't gonna talk about sex, I was gonna talk about like, I don't know, mashing somebody. I don't know. I was gonna do something. That's what I was gonna talk about. But I wasn't gonna talk about anything that was really that serious until I was riding down the street with my kids, you know what I'm saying, in the car. And with my kids in the car, sometimes I play my music, and sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't. Alright. I know I got a lot of profanity in my songs. So sometimes I just be like, I don't need to expose them to that any more than I already have. But I'm their dad, so sometimes they ride out to some of my music. The harsh stuff I fast forward past. But anyway, so I'm listening to the radio because they're in the car, which I almost never listen to the radio. Anybody who knows me knows I almost never listen to the radio. Really, I really don't. Because it's just monotonous and, I don't know, people just, I'm not moved by a lot of the music that comes out. It's some artists that are good, but just, in all honesty, it's like, I'm just not feeling a lot of the stuff that I hear on the radio right now. You feel me? So, you know, I don't listen to FM radio unless my kids are in the car for the most part. That's probably the only time I listen to radio. And, you know, so they're in the car with me. I turn the radio on. And Tyrese is giving an interview. Now, I haven't heard from Tyrese. I've never, you know, he's an R&B guy, so it's hard for me to. I've never been a true fan of an R&B artist except maybe R. Kelly. Kelly's the only R&B dude that I can say that I'm really truly a fan of, per se. You know what I mean? But, yeah, because that, you know, Kells is different because he doesn't always, you know, he isn't always crying and whining. Kells is just like, he's the closest thing to a rapper to me, you know what I'm saying, in the R&B world, just the way he just goes about his writing and his wordplay. You feel me? So, I've always dug R. Kelly from the very beginning. But I've never been a fan of Tyrese's. But I've never, like, been like, he's whack or nothing, you know. I just, like, you know, I just never was like, you know, oh my God, he's like the hottest dude. But I'm not even really an R&B dude anyway. Be that as it may, the whole point is this. He was doing an interview today. And what I do respect about him as an artist is the transition that he made to film. I always respect artists who make the transition to film and then they do it good. You know what I'm saying? When people make the transition to film and they do it well to the point where when they're on screen, they look like, you know, maybe not the best actor, but you know they were trained. You know, they look like, you know, they know what they're doing. When he first started, he was a little shaky, but he's had some roles lately where I was like, okay, dude did his thing on the acting department. So I respect him. I give him big ups for making that crossing that platform and making big money now doing that. I know a lot of women love his music and stuff like that or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So he's obviously got them on lock, you know what I'm saying? Hell, my ex said she would cheat on me absolutely with that nigga. Yeah. Bitch. Anyway. But she said it. I mean, I know I said I would cheat on her with like 50 other R&B bitches, but I'm a guy. What? I'm just saying. But anyway, they all got that one dude they fuck no matter who they married to. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm getting off track. Anyway. All right. The point is this. He was on the show, right? He was on the air. And he was like, he said something that was profound to me, all right? And what he said when he was on the air, which is basically why I'm talking about passion versus profit. That's episode 212. Passion versus profit. That's what we're talking about on episode 212. What he said to me was profound, and it totally just. I was in a pretty decent mood until I heard him, and I still was in a decent mood, but he just said something that just made me just say, ah, yeah, he's right. Okay, everybody knows that I'm an artist. Everybody knows that Chainless Entertainment is my label. I do music. Everybody knows about my new album, Cinema Me. If you don't, kill yourself. But before you do, download the record. Or buy it on iTunes. Just Google me, bitch. Google me, bitch. Anyway. The point is this. Tyrese is on the show on it was V103 today. Ryan Cameron, Atlanta, local Atlanta affiliate, V103. And he said that Ryan Cameron was asking him about, he's got a new album out. They played the song. Song was pretty bananas, actually. I like the song. It's like, it's the first straight up club track I think I've ever heard from Tyrese. I think. I'm not, like I said, I don't follow him that much, but I don't recall him ever making a straight up club banger like that song that I heard today. So I'm pretty sure they're probably gonna flood you with it. I mean, I would if I was a DJ. I played it in the club. It's a club bang with Ludacris on it, and the song was dope. You know what I'm saying? So that's what made me stop and really just pay attention to what he's about to say, because I had never heard this song. Luda came on there. He kills the fucking 16s on it. He just murks the 16s on it. And I was like, yo, that song is hot. I've never heard Tyrese make a song like that. So I wanted to hear what he had to say about, you know, what his interview was. So I was riding him listening. So Ryan Cameron asked him a couple questions about the album. So then he asked him, you know, why are you going back to making music? You know, he's like, you know, obviously you make, you're a millionaire now. You make millions of dollars when you film. You know, he's like, what's the base? I think he asked him what's the minimum that he gets for a role now, and he gets $10 million. Now, if he's the lead, you know what I mean? He can get $10 million. If he's a supporting actor, he can get $5 million. All right. That's fucking great. No matter how many fucking records you sell, unless you're just an independent artist on your independent label and you're doing your own pressing, distribution, and promoting, could you possibly see that kind of money off a project in your pocket? Not off touring, but off selling the record, selling the music. In this day and age, you're not going to see that kind of money off the project. I don't give a fuck if you own everything. You're not going to make $10 million off of it, off of an album. It's just not going to happen. It's just not. And so, basically, he was on the radio, and he's talking about the big difference between the music industry and the film industry. And this is what he says. He goes, in so many words, not word for word, so can't quote him, but he says, basically, the big difference between music and film is the fact that you get paid up front for everything in film, and you get paid a hell of a lot more. And with music, everything is on the back end, and you still pay people money back. He was like, you know, when he goes to a movie set, they sign him up for a movie, he signs a contract, they give him $5 million. Okay, $5 million, boom, right? That's his money. No matter if that movie goes, that's his money. You know, once the movie goes out and starts making, if that movie goes out and makes $1 billion, he doesn't pay any of that money back. That's his money. That's what he got paid. Vis-a-vis the music game, if when you get an advance from a label, and I don't know how many people listening on the phone lines understand or know this, when you get an advance from the label, they say, look, we're gonna pay to get you your album done. We're going to pay for the best producers, pay for your studio time, pay to promote it and all that. And when the album sells, you pay us back. So let me get this straight. I'm the artist. You spend all this money to help me create a great project, but this is my job. This is what I do. So you're paying me to create this great project for you to sell. Only I have to pay you it back once the album does sell. So not only do you make, as a label, you make the money from the album, and you make the money back that you even gave me to make the album. Yes. Yes, people. That is how it works in the music industry for people who don't know that. And so he's basically saying in the music industry, he has to basically whore himself. And that's what made him step away from it and focus more on acting once he seen the door open up for him to make that move, because he saw that it wasn't going to be a lot of money to be made in music. He said, and I quote this, the only reason why I'm doing this album is for my fans. My fans are the people who keep hitting me up on Twitter, hitting me up on my Facebook page, hitting me up on my website. Every time I go somewhere and I'm at an award show, when you're doing another album, tweeting about they tweet about all his old songs, posting up links to all his old music, his older song. He said the reason why he couldn't stop making music is because, A, it was his first passion and he still loves to make it, even though it doesn't make him any money at this point. But he's in a great position. He's in a position where it doesn't matter if he makes any money off of the music. You know why? Because he's going to get millions of dollars of making fucking money from movies. One movie, and he's made 10 times as much as he's probably going to make up any one of his new, any project he comes out with, no matter how good it is. I don't give a fuck how good it is. He's not going to make nowhere near as much money. He can go double platinum. Doesn't matter. He's still not going to make nowhere near the amount of money that you would on one role, a supporting cast. He ain't got to be the lead. He can be the supporting actor in a movie and make 5 times as much money if it's the record goes double platinum. But he's passionate about it, and that's why he said, I still do it for my fans. I still do it because I still love music. But he hates the music industry. He said when he's in Hollywood, everything's first class. People call him, talk to him. They want to get with him. They want to work with him. On the music industry, he's Tyrese, and he still has to call DJs and be like, yo, what's up? I got a new record. Want you to play it. Want you to spin it. And he's fucking Tyrese. Tyrese can't just put a song out there and automatically DJs are going to start running it. No, Tyrese has to go shake hands still to this fucking day as if he hasn't paid enough dues to get DJs to play him in the club and all this other extra shit. And he's a fucking superstar. Go figure. This is what I'm up against. This is what all my fellow artists are up against. This is what all my fellow producers are up against. Promoters. Passion. We love what we do. And I'm not going to focus just only on music tonight. I'm really not. But what I will tell you is this. You're going to be hard-pressed to find me an industry that's as grimy when it comes to the talent pool versus the path to success as the music industry. Hollywood is probably a close second. But even with Hollywood, at least once you make it, if you don't fucking become a fucking coke whore and ruin your career, like, you know, and just fuck it up totally with all the movie studios, you know, you don't get on drugs and just fuck your career up like a lot of them do. Once you get on, you're going to be straight financially unless you're just an idiot. Even with music, you're never guaranteed a comfort zone unless you start making money off other stuff besides your music. Once you get to be a megastar, and you start making music from other avenues outside of music, and you're known for doing that too, once you're known for endorsing Hanes or Nike or whatever the fuck else, you can't even compare sports, because one thing about sports, if you good, you won't get that one big ass contract. You won't get that $100 million, $50 million contract, and you should be set for life. unless you're a fucking idiot. Other than that, you should be good. You're gonna get that one opportunity that you really need. You know, if you're really good and you're gonna make that one big paycheck, and you may never make that kind of contract again, but it's what you in from that point you start investing in doing it. But you're gonna music totally doesn't matter. You're gonna have some paydays, but not $50 million paydays unless you're doing something outside of music. Even though your song is the most downloaded, most popular tune in everybody's head, currently there, millions of people love your song, it doesn't fucking matter. The odds of you really becoming wealthy and making a true profit off of that product, even when you're a star, still not going to make money off of it, even if you're a star. Why would anybody want to even get in this industry? I tell you why I do what I do. I tell you why damn near every person I know who's still who's got put out of their apartment because they trying to do music and can't keep a fucking job, the same reason why, you know, some of these female artists suck these guys up and fucking just in order to try to get on in the game. It's because they love what they do. They're trying to get on and they're trying to do music for a living. They love to make music, and nothing would be sweeter than to make music and to get paid for it and to get paid handsomely for it. Enough to where it at least opens up doors to other avenues that are at least close and similar in nature to that. That's called passion. That's when you know you love something. And like I said, your passion may be math, which means you may love to do math. You may love architecture. You may love acting. You may love sports. Hell, you may love cooking, culinary art. It doesn't matter what your passion is. The question is, can it be profitable? Episode 212, Passion versus Profit. Let me go ahead and read the synopsis and then I'll open up the phone line. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in. All right. I hope you guys are tweeting and telling any artists that you know to call this show. I'm hoping that you guys, you know, I'm hoping you guys are on Facebook tweeting it out, because what I'm going to be talking about tonight is really, 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 really sincere to me. You know what I mean? And there are a lot of people, but it's because I do music, but I want you guys to understand that this show is just not about artists and music. It's about whatever you are passionate at. So anytime I use the word music, insert what you're passionate about there. All right? Whether it's cooking, it can be fucking. Is it fucking? Are you passionate about fucking? Maybe you should get in the porn. I don't know. But we're going to talk about it tonight on K1's Internet Radio. I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis and then I'm going to open up the phone lines, all right? And I'm reading now. I won't profess to know the meaning of life. I don't. Because I'm no philosopher, all right? I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Some ways I am, some ways I'm not. But I'm really no philosopher. But what I do know is I know what it's like to be passionate about something in life. Like I said before, as an artist and a musician, I can tell you that I truly love to create music. It's the first thing in my life that I could do for free and felt like I couldn't live without. I played a few sports, mainly football, growing up as a child. It was fun. I liked it. I still like football to this day to watch it. I don't play it anymore, but I still love to watch it. But I was nowhere as serious about it as I was once I started creating music. Once I started creating music and actually recording music professionally and going to studios and not just freestyling over beats, you know, playing with my homeboys at the park and back in the day. When I started recording and creating my own music, I literally lost myself in the music, like Eminem would say. I just lose myself in it sometimes. I still do sometimes today when I hear a beat, you know, once I start creating a beat or whatever. So I'm passionate about it. I know what that feels like. I know what it feels like to be passionate about something. So insert your passion here whenever I'm talking, when I say music, all right? But like I said, today I was reminded, you know what I'm saying, I was reminded from Tyrese's statement that the odds of making money in the music industry is slim to none. You know, my passion is not necessarily profitable. It's a 95% chance that I won't make a lot of money or be a star or just be able to live off music. There's a 95% chance of that, okay? All right? 95% chance. That's the stat. All right? And it's not because I'm not good. It's not because of that. It's just because when you play the odds of how many artists, and there are a whole bunch of other good artists, artists that are probably better than me in a lot of, in their own right. Who knows? But the thing about it is, it doesn't matter. The worst thing about my field, it doesn't even matter if they are, quote unquote, more talented than me. It doesn't matter. That's the worst part of the music industry. It doesn't matter if they're more talented than you. If you're a chef, if your passion is cooking, but that other chef can just straight up cook better than you, your food is just better, people just like the food, it is. It is what it is. With music, there are other ways to get on. There are other ways to become profitable. Even if people don't necessarily, you can be forced to make people like music. You can't force nobody to like a food they don't like. If it tastes bad, fuck it. It tastes bad. With music, you can play some shit on the radio enough, play some shit in the club enough, which means if you got enough money, you can make that happen enough to people say, I hate it, but I know it, I like it, and yeah, I may watch the video, I may download the song, I may dance off it in the club. Hell, I hear it every time I come. Why not? It's the difference. I'm going to keep reading. That's the sad, ugly truth, all right? It really is. I can give my all, be very good, but if I'm not in the right Division I college to be seen by major scouts, I never gain a lot of props from playing football or baseball or basketball or whatever. The odds are slim. All right? That's the sad, ugly truth to life. What you may feel like you were, quote unquote, put here to do may not be sufficient enough for you to maintain a living doing it. Once again, let me say that. What you feel like you were, quote unquote, put here to do may not be sufficient enough for you to maintain a living doing it. And that's what the meat and potatoes of this show is about. The harsh realities of this world. We are always told to follow your dreams as a child. We always say things like, you're not happy unless you're doing what you love to do. Alright? We say things like, you know, money can't buy you happiness. People who make money doing what they don't, people who make money doing what they hate and not doing what they love, lead an empty life. But their bank accounts are full. Their bank accounts are not empty. So at the end of the day, the question of the day is, the theme of the show is, what's more important at the end of the day? Your passion? Is it more important to live your life and pursue your passion? Or is it more important for you to make money? Which one is it? Because I'm telling you, if it's funny how a lot of people say, and a lot of rappers always talk about, it's all about the money, blah, 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 when rap is really unprofitable. Hip-hop is unprofitable. It is. These are the questions. And call in if you're listening to the show. 347-934-0966. Call in. Call in if you're listening to the show, all right? Question number one. Does it make more sense to follow your passion in life or a path more profitable? Now, a lot of people's passion can be profitable. My passion can be profitable. Make no mistake about it. Tyrese is rich because his passion was music. He went out, he was one of the lucky ones. I think he got on, he made that Coke commercial. He went to an audition at the Coke commercial. He did the Coke commercial, and that opened up a way for him to get get a record deal, because he had recognition from the Coke commercial, so they signed to a record deal. He made some successful songs. Boom, he had a good career in music, and then he crossed over into movies. But his passion is actually the catalyst, the spark for his money, you know, for his success, you know what I mean? So his passion ended up making him profit. But he really didn't make the profit off his passion. It opened the door to him to get into another field where he made the profit. But like he said today on the show, he never made a lot of money making music. He remembers the days being the broke star. He remembers what it's like going to award shows and having maybe $25,000 in the bank, and he's sitting next to millionaires, but everybody knows his name. But he's only got maybe $25,000 in the bank, maybe. But he's at the Grammys, front, three rows back, performing, and he doesn't even have $50,000 to his name. Remember that. Question number two. Do you agree with the phrase, you're not really happy until you're doing what you love to do in life? Do you agree with that phrase? Do you agree with the notion that true happiness is following your passion? I don't know, because I could win the lottery right now. Let me keep it all the way 100 with you. Somebody can tell me right now, look, I got a winning lottery ticket in my hand right now, Blizzard. I'm going to give it to you. All you got to do is promise me you'll never rap another motherfucking rap again. I love music. I really feel like I can't see myself not doing music ever again, not being involved with music. Now, matter of fact, they can't. That's too easy, because I can stop rapping. I can stop rapping. I could. They got to tell me, if they tell me you can never be involved with music ever again, matter of fact, you can't even listen to it unless it's on a TV show in the background of a movie or some shit, or a TV show. You can't ride around in your car bumping music. But I got a winning lottery ticket right here for $20 million. What would I do? Would I take that lottery ticket, or would I actually stop doing everything that makes me me? Being involved with it totally whatsoever from day one. I don't know if I could do it. Actually, as much as I want that $20 million, if you had to give it to me that way, I don't know. I'd have to actually be in that particular situation. I'd have to really be in that particular situation and do it. Question number three. Have you or could you be in a relationship? And this is what, I've got so many people in my circle who are in relationships. I'm about to start texting niggas in a minute who should be on this phone line. Because question number three, have you ever or could you be in a relationship with someone that's a creative-minded person that doesn't make a lot of money at what they do? We can go ahead and bring artists into it or whatever. That's a good field, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, or actual painter or some shit. But could you be in a relationship with somebody who is really passionate about that, but really, at the end of the day, they're not really making a lot of money in it? You probably have to carry the load, carry the burden a lot. You feel me? Could you be involved with somebody like that? All right? Have you been involved with somebody like that? I want to know if you have. Question number four. Should people give up pursuing the career of their passion at a certain age? At a certain age, I'm in my mid-30s. I hear all the time, people never say it to me personally, but I can look on Facebook and Twitter all the time and see what people say, things like, man, you know, rap is a young man's game, blah, blah. You hear people all the time telling people, why does Jay-Z should stop rapping, Dr. Dre should stop rapping, all these guys that are like in their 40s, and they're still rapping and shit. And you hear people all the time saying, they should stop rapping, it's a young man's game. Well, why? First of all, that's bullshit. Because Jay-Z can rap better than about most of the top 10 artists that are under 30. Matter of fact, all of them. There's not a rap artist under 30 that Jay-Z can't crush on the mic. Name them, nigga. I give you $100 right now. I pour it to your fucking PayPal. If you can name me the top 10 rappers under goddamn 30 that Jay-Z can't crush on the mic. Or Eminem, who's over 30. Or who? Who can they not crush? Who are they not better than? So why should they stop? They're not going to rap about the same thing a 21-year-old rapper does. But for people to say they should stop, why? They better than half? What? Jay-Z's not better than Future? I'm not even gonna debate stupid shit like that with you. The fuck, how young he is, I don't care. He's not better than Soulja Boy. Stop it. I got my homegirl Key in the building. She said she came through, said she's coming to the studio. She hasn't been down here in a minute. What'd it do? Let me get her a pair of headphones. All right. I bet you thought I was talking about some sex before you said you wanted to come today.
No.
You thought I was talking about sex.
No.
Well, I'm not. No. I was. Until I heard Tyrese on the radio today and got a little bit fucking depressed.
I followed him on Twitter. I already knew all that.
You knew all what?
What he said about him on the radio.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He talked about it on Twitter all the time.
Yeah. I don't follow him on Twitter, so I have no idea what he says or what he talks about on Twitter or whatever. I have no clue. But I do know that what he said today just made me change. It totally changed what I was going to talk about on K100 today. Because it was profound to me, and I was like, yo, you know what, man? He's right, but he said all that while he said how bad the music industry is. He said all those things about the music industry while he's here promoting his new album.
Because
he loves to make music.
Exactly, but that's what he said on Twitter.
He
said music is his first love, so, but ultimately he went with what's going to pay the bills.
Well, no, he didn't. Now, he didn't go with it. No, you can't say he went with it because that would mean he stopped making music altogether.
No, but now since he's straight now, he's straight from the movie, so he like, okay, now right. I can do a little music and just do a little kick around because that's what.
Well, he's not kicking around. He's actually doing a promo tour.
I know.
He's pushing the record.
Talking about all that on Twitter.
Right.
He's talking about his songs, everything.
Okay.
So it's like he's still straight from the movie though.
That's what I'm saying. So he's in a great position to where he can do what he's passionate about because he doesn't have to worry about the profit.
Because he already made the money.
He's already made the money. So, well, then, and that's the whole point of the show.
Uh-huh.
Should you go out and try to make money first? And because one thing about it, he's 40, what? I think he's 41 now, I think he said. He's 41 or 42. Yeah, he's like 41, 42. You know what I'm saying? And,
ooh.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was that old. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I forgot how old he was. But he came out a long time ago.
Yeah, he can see it.
You know what I'm saying? Of course. So anyway, you know what I'm saying? The point is that he's only where he's at because of his passion. His passion opened up the door, like I said earlier. His passion for music is what opened up the door.
He started out modeling first. He was a model first.
Well, he got on with music, though. That's what he really wanted to do. That's what he said on the show today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He said music is his first love, and he was passionate about it, and he went at it, and then he got on, and that opened up the doors for everything else that he does. So he owes his career to his passion. He pursued his passion. You feel me? The Coke commercial is what did it to him.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit.
The
Coca-Cola commercial is what made that guy a star. You feel me? And in turn, that's what made him a superstar actor and model or whatever else he does. You feel what I'm saying? All right? So he went for his passion, and it became profitable but through other avenues. So that's the whole point of the show tonight. You feel what I'm saying? Should you... Like I said, if your passion is culinary art, now you got some chefs. You got million. You got me. You got what's it? What's the guy? What's the guy who makes the show?
You got Wolfgang Puck. You got Emeril Lagasse.
Yeah, yeah. You got all these people who made millions. They didn't. But hold on. They didn't really make all that money from chef, and they made a name as a chef, and then got a show, and then blew up on the show, and wrote a book, and you know what I'm saying?
But sold the utensils. Make a lot of money.
I know they do. I know they do. But they didn't become wealthy. Those cooks, like what's the one girl name? What's the girl? Whoever, any one of those guys that got the shows
like
on
Lisa
TV.
Ray.
Yeah, those
not
people.
Rachel Ray.
Rachel Ray. Now, but yeah, people like that. Their passion was cooking, for instance. You know what I'm saying? Even with sports, with football players, you have to go through. You have to really love football because you go through fucking the NCAA, and you can't even a motherfucker can't even buy you shit. Not only can you not make any money. Because you're a fucking student athlete, you got to practice 24/7. A motherfucker can't even give you a car if they want to give you a car without you getting kicked off the fucking team. But you still got to go to them motherfucking tour days, spring training, you know what I'm saying? Runs, keep your body in shape, risk life and limb, all of this trying to maybe one day hopefully get to the NFL, and a motherfucker can't even buy you a pair of sneakers without a motherfucking problem.
They can buy you up a half a meal.
You know what I mean? And you got to love football if you want to make it to the NFL. And you got to go through college to get to the NFL most of the time. Just like it's super rare that you get to college without get to the NFL without college. You got to love football enough to play that shit for free, damn, at least 2 years. If you're good enough, you come out your sophomore year. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, you got to love football enough to play that shit for dirt cheap free 4 years straight. You got to do it. Now, you get a college education, but at the end, we all know, fuck that shit. Them are student. Those are athlete students, not student athletes. You know what I'm saying? People like Division I schools are not student athletes. They are athlete students. All right? It's vice versa. Their focus is on their sport. That's what they're there for. What about people in the Olympics? Not even the motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? They don't make no money. They got to love that shit. Ski, you, if you
they
ski for a living,
endorsement.
I know, but you got to think about that. They make money off something, not the passion. They don't make money off the passion. They make money off something else, and they got known for the passion.
Yeah.
Profit Over Passion, episode 212. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. K1's Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in. All right. Hold on, let me try to get you a set of, we're going to go ahead and go to, the first call on the line was pretty much always the first call on the line. Billy Bad Phoenix. What do you do, thanks for calling into the show, man. I really appreciate it. All right, homie. All right, so here we go, man. Here we go. You're the first on the line, all right? By the way, if you're on the phone lines, make sure you hit the number one so I can come to your phone lines, all right? Make sure you hit the number one so I can open up your phone lines. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Episode 212, Passion versus Profit. And I hope some of my artists call in tonight. If not, I'm going to be disappointed in them motherfuckers. All right? But we're going to talk, and I'm going to ask artists a couple of side questions that I might not ask some of the, not saying that you guys are not passionate. Are you passionate about anything, Billy? Do you have a passion I don't know about besides trying to get pussy?
How about pussy?
I thought of that. What's your passion, Billy Bad? We know that you love chasing pussy, but what else do you love to do?
Curious. I mean, I just like to do anything that, part of my manners. What's up, Key? How you doing, Ma?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
That's what's up. I'm good. A little sick and unemployed, but I'm good. But I'm going to make a visit up there one day. But,
okay, go ahead.
Well, I really started to think what I love that I do, and that's basically doing, promos.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I guess when I'm a part of something and I know if it's a part of something great, then I'll sit there and really show my loyalty and just go ahead and do what I do best. And that's bring masses to the source of why of the said person or persons or events or what have you.
Uh-huh.
So I get to be the guy that's behind the scenes but likes to draw everybody in.
Okay. So you like to go out and promote something and blah blah blah, and then once it goes and pops off, you see it's packed with people and you love it. That's what promoters have to love a packed crowd, because their whole goal is to pack an event out. You know what I mean? So if you're a promoter, you don't want to be the focus of attention. You just want to go in that motherfucker and see everybody in that bitch because you said come. That's what you gotta love as a promoter.
Yeah.
That's your passion.
I don't want the limelight. I don't want the popularity. You know, I just want to show people that, okay, this is what a good time is supposed to look like. You know, be here if you're complaining about the bullshit, the fights and all that other stuff that you're going to see on the news at 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, this is what you came here to see, and this is what we're going to give you. It's a good time.
Right. So let me go ahead and ask you the questions, homie. Question number one. Does it make sense to follow your passion in life or a path more profitable? If your passion... Now, you know for a fact, well, I don't know if you know how much you know about promoting, but promoting, depends on what you're promoting, I should say. Now, you can go out and promote something, and it could be very profitable. But promoting music, artists, hip-hop music, stuff like that, clubs, that's not really profitable.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the honest God truth, because this is what I know. I know a little bit about that game, too, because I'm in the music industry myself. So, does it make more sense for you to try to follow that, or should you be more concerned with, getting a job? I don't know, doing something else with your life? Should you be more concerned about that? What makes more sense?
Well, I would shoot forward towards money first. And the reason being why I say that is because of the fact that, yes, of course, the promo game ain't that much profit. And, of course, I realize that. But, of course, that's what I love to do. I like to network. I'm a people person, you know. Uh-huh. Like to attract people to that source. But, of course, ain't going to be no money into it, not unless that person gets paid and then I get paid. So, of course, it goes down that ladder versus me having something steady. Then, of course, I know I'll be straight, so I'll go shoot towards the money first. Mm-hmm. And then once the money starts building up to where I'm straight, as mentioned, Tyrese or any other artist that transitioned from the mic to the movies, then, of course, then I'll just stick to promos. But until then, I stick with the money first.
Okay. So, if you got, you got, my answer to question number one personally is, I've tried my best at the expense, and sometimes I really feel at the expense of my career, I've tried my best to keep a balance of both. I've tried my best to pursue my passion, which is music, but also go make money, which is why I had a job for 13 years that I fucking hated, and I mean hated. Hated. I got that job early in my 20s, and I worked that job for 13 fucking years, and I hated going to it every day. It was never a day that I said I'm glad to go to work. But the pay was good. It was good pay. You know what I'm saying?
To make money.
Right. So it was good pay.
Like, it was just like mine until it cut me loose today, but yeah.
Right, so Right. So the thing about it is, I try to balance them both. But I can honestly say that maybe there's a great possibility that I have missed out on opportunities that could have really advanced my career and my passion as an artist, as a producer, because I had to go to work. I could actually be farther. No one knows. No one can tell the future. No one can say what woulda, coulda, shoulda, whatever. It doesn't matter. But what I do know is this. I have missed a lot of shows. I missed the opportunity to be on a tour once. And I've missed networking events where the hand that I shook that night could have been the hand that put me on all the way in the game, because I had to go to work because I wanted to make sure I had money in my pocket and to pay my bills. Now, vice versa, there are a lot of artists who go out here and they're completely broke. And they try and do music, and they try and play music, and there's no chance in hell they're going to ever get on, because they can't even afford to get a CD pressed up or afford studio time. You can't be that lopsided with the passion when it comes to music, but at the end of the day, I feel like you can also hurt yourself trying to do other things to make money if you're not, because some people look at that as not, you're not all the way dedicated. Some people in positions want you to be a struggling, poor, broke motherfucker, so they can put you on, and that's because they're in the position to take advantage of you at that point. You're so poor, broke, and hungry, and you're trying to get on in this game so bad that you'll sign any contract. Ask about the bad boy. Ask somebody that's been signed a bad boy about that.
Well, yeah, of course. But also at the same time, it's called work ethic, you know? I mean, any of the artists who are poor and struggling, sleeping on toilets and all that stuff, and can't afford all that studio time, but just desperate to sign a contract instead of just getting something to hold you over until you can afford that studio time to where you can do something that you would love to do instead of something that you're forced to do. And of course, having all these major industries try to mold you into something that you're not, have no work ethic.
Mm-hmm. You know? All right. So question number two. Who's mm-hmm. next? Somebody raising their hand. 678 up next. Question number two. Do you agree with the phrase, you're not really happy until you're doing what you love?
Well,
it's a simple question.
Yeah, I am. I agree with it.
You agree with that?
I agree with it. Yeah. By the same token, it all goes back to why I said number one. I mean, you really can't do nothing without any profit, isn't it? You can't do nothing to where you have nothing to fall back on. Because if you have nothing to fall back on and you're doing what you love, then you're in a lose-lose situation.
But you're not really happy, though.
You're not really doing what you love, but, of course, your mindset is, okay, how am I going to profit off of this? I mean, I love what I do, but how am I going to get people to notice that I love this? At the same time, how am I going to sell it? And, of course, when you're thinking about that and nobody's really buying your product, I mean, of course, yeah, you're not going to be happy with it.
Okay. All right. But I agree with the phrase, you're not really happy. Because I know for a fact that I wasn't happy when I went to work. You know what I'm saying? I was never happy when I went to work. So I do agree with the phrase. But at the same time, I'm one of the people who feel like you got to have balance. I know for a fact that I wouldn't have 5 albums under my belt without no money, because I paid for all the motherfuckers myself. That's what I do know. I do know I had to hustle up, work, whatever I had to do to get money, combination of both of those things, you know what I'm saying, in order to mm-hmm. get money to really present my passion to the world, I could say. You feel me? Before I learned how to record and make beats myself, I had to pay for beats. I had to pay for studio time. You know what I'm saying? It cost me way more money to make my older albums than it did to make my latest album, because I did most of the work myself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I spent thousands more to make my first two records than I did my last three. You feel what I'm saying? Because of my last three, I had gained the skills to cut down on half of the cost, mainly studio time and production.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You feel me?
Right.
So I don't know. But I personally believe, I personally agree with the phrase, you're not happy until you're doing something that you love. What do you think, Keith?
I agree with it too.
Yeah?
Yeah, because anything other than that, you just going, doing your day-to-day, just trying to make ends meet, doing whatever you do to have for you to make it, but you're not really happy doing it. You got people that's happy doing what they do, like they don't call it a job, they don't call it work, You know, they don't call it any of that. They're just happy doing it. It's not a job to them. It's not work. That's what fulfills them. So that's what they do.
Okay.
So I all the way agree with that phrase. All
right. So what you're saying is, people who go out here and got a job, and they just trying to provide for their family. You sacrificing your happiness in life to do that.
To an extent, yeah. If that's not really what you want to do. Some people go to work and they're doing what they love to do. But if you're not doing what you love to do, you're just doing it just to get by, you know. They're not real happy.
And is that right?
Some of them don't really know they're not happy because they're not, you know what I'm saying? Some of them don't really know that they're not happy. They have a sense of happiness, but you know what I'm saying? They don't really know because they're not doing what they want to do. So if you put that same person in a different situation, they're doing something that they love, they'll look back at the other situation and say, you know what, I thought I was tapping in, but this is what really makes me happy.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. Sometimes people end up getting, like they may work a job and they like it, like they was a lawyer or something,
okay,
and then they get
yeah.
fired. And then they're like, oh, my God, if something happens and they get fired from their job or something, and then they end up going to do community work somewhere, and then they get more fulfilling out of it.
Exactly.
And they're like, wow, I used to be this, but I started doing this. I don't make nowhere near as much money,
but
my
happy.
Life is much more better now, whatever.
Exactly.
You hear stories like that all the time on TV. All the time. You know, they make movies about shit like that.
Yeah, sometimes
you know
you're
saying?
Forced into what really makes you happy, what really fulfills you. Because a lot of times, like you said, I hate, Lord, woo. Oh, that place sank in the ground and goes to the pits of hell. Hate that place. But, like you said, you make good money. So,
right.
You good with making that good money. You happy when you see your check, if nothing else. Because, you know, people out there doing way more work for way less money.
Yeah, you happy when you see the check. I guess, I don't even know if you're happy when you see the check. You just like... I'm not happy. It's not happy. I feel I'm
like
motherfucker. I deserve this motherfucking shit for putting up with you motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? It's not a sense of happiness.
Yeah, so.
You know what I mean?
It's just about the money.
Yeah, yeah. The happiness is when I can afford to take my kids to a movie
exactly.
and see their face. That's the happiness I get out of it.
Twice a year.
Yeah, I still feel when I see the check, I'm still angry because I'm like, motherfucker, I ain't get enough money for putting up with y'all fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? That's really what I feel when I see the check.
You're right about that.
You know what I mean? All right, next question.
I'm working at my job.
Well, no. next question. Have you or could you be in a relationship with somebody that doesn't make a lot of money being passionate about what they do? Have you ever dated a chick who have you ever dated a stripper? You know, what a stripper? What's like dating a stripper? Some strippers love what they do. But I'm saying, some strippers love what they do. But I could never date a stripper. But that's what I'm saying.
I dated two ex-strippers.
You date them or you fuck them? It's two different things.
Yeah.
No. Not dated them. I was in an actual stated relationship with them. Mm. I mean, they weren't like strippers anymore. I mean, one
that's
became
what I'm
a bartender.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They weren't passionate strippers. They didn't. So you got, I'm talking about a stripper who love what the fuck she do. You know, some strippers, I don't know about where you at, but in Atlanta, there's a lot of strippers who love that shit. That's what the fuck they do.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers is like, this is what I do. I love what I do. I love being in this motherfucker, showing up my body butt naked, dancing, getting money off this shit. I love to dance any motherfucking way. And I'm fire. I love my motherfucking body. I love sitting here conversating with these niggas all the motherfucking night.
Getting their bread.
Getting their money. They love this shit. They like dope boys who will never stop because, nigga, they love to sell dope. I know people who are never going to stop selling dope ever. They just going to keep selling dope, getting locked up, get back out and do the same thing. They are career dope boys because, nigga, they love to sell dope. They love to trap. They love to hustle. They love it. I know strippers who love to strip. Could you date a woman like that? Because she ain't going to quit.
Honestly, if she never quit, nah, I couldn't. I couldn't date no stripper who wants to keep on stripping, and if there's more opportunities out there that could be more work to her than stripping, then I couldn't do it.
Well, I mean, more work, they make good money.
That's a very lucrative job.
Very lucrative in Atlanta, Georgia. If you bad enough and you working enough clubs, nigga, them hoes is driving Lexus trucks and shit and got houses.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can imagine that, you know?
I know they are.
But see me, I'm not the possessive type. But I happen to get jealous from time to time, and I try to control that.
The other day, no man walks home and butt naked
I could. I'm not even front. Like I could date a stripper. I just couldn't. I could maybe date one. I could maybe date one of those ones who like I'm just doing it to get through school. Hold on, wait a minute. What's you got a problem with that?
No, because I'm saying,
hold on, Billy Ben.
You're saying you would date one. Date, seriously, date a stripper. most of them, like, you know, trying to get through school.
I just
moved here. I got kids. That type shit. Okay.
What
do
you say?
Hey,
but you wait for your Jeezy to get in the club the next day.
I'm just saying, man, you know what? You're being kind of hard on the strippers.
I'm not mad at them at all. Okay. As a matter of fact, I like the strippers.
Okay.
One time,
lazy
stripper
dance. I mean, I'm saying I could personally date. The reason being is because, and I know you agree with me, Blizzard, I'm a guy. Okay.
And?
We know how we get when a stripper comes up and offers us a dance, you know, titties out, ass out, pussy wet, all that stuff.
And
so, of course, a guy gonna try to be sneaky and try to either slip his finger in, slip his dick in, slip his tongue in, you know, all that stuff.
You gonna slip your tongue in a stripper pussy?
One time for Goosebumps.
No. I'm just saying some guys are sneaky like that.
One time for Goosebumps, a man licking a girl.
Yeah,
he's like licking up all up in her ass. Yeah.
No, I'm saying some guys are sneaky like that. You know, a stripper could put an ass up in the dude's face and dude could just catch a lick or two.
Yeah,
you want to be considering how many tongues already been up in that crack or that cooch. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm like, I'm not even.
But she just doing to get through school, though. That's only 4 years. And, you know, you can disregard them 4 years of tongue and finger slipping, can't you?
Nah, whatever.
Right.
Whatever.
Exactly.
The point is this. I don't – that could be her passion, but if that's her particular passion, the difference between that and what I'm talking about is she going to make money. One thing about it, she ain't going to be broke. If she a passionate stripper, she going to get bread. She going to get to the money. So it's kind of like the same –
No, I'm saying, well, hold on for a second. What about a passionate prostitute?
That's even worse. That just apply everything I just said to the
You got women person. Who don't walk the streets and they passionate prostitutes. They love selling their pussy. They just don't walk the streets every day. They might have a 9-to-5, but they love selling pussy.
What do you mean selling?
And then you don't gotta walk the streets either. They can get on chat lines. They can get on social networking sites.
Diggers or whatever, but a lot of them women, they like fucking, so they like, I might as well get paid to do it. So they're not walking the street type prostitutes, hookers, or whatever. They work a regular job and they love to fuck, so they like, I might as well get paid for my passion, which is fucking.
And you know what? The closest thing,
a porn star. Let's say porn star. I don't want to use prostitutes. If you're going to try and use.
Okay,
porn star.
Would you date one?
I couldn't date a porn star. Even if that was
okay,
I couldn't do it. Let me ask you the last question. I got some people raising their hand. Let me get to the next question, Billy Bad. Question number 4. All
right.
Should people give up pursuing a career or their passion at a certain age?
No. I'll put it like this. You got some of the old school rappers in the 80s still doing what they love to do. You know, if you watch VH1, for example, about, like, the top 100 hip-hop songs, like, of all time, and you hear the backstories about where are they now portions, you still got some people who still love doing what they're doing, whether it be radio or DJing or giving tours about hip-hop history. It still all relates to music. So they're not going to give up what they're doing. They're just not going to do what they initially did back then. But they ain't going to give up what they're doing. And, of course, Jay-Z, for example, Timbaland, Dre, you know, they still in their 40s. But they still love doing what they're doing. Busta Rhymes is old, too. But Busta Rhymes is killing the game right now, too. You know?
Yeah. People didn't realize how old Busta's in his 40s. Nobody ever talks about how old Busta
is. He looked like he in his 40s. Have you seen him lately?
Nah.
Yeah, Busta Rhymes has been out.
No one says anything about that when he kills him 16 on his songs, though.
No, don't nobody care.
Don't nobody give a shit about that at that point. They just like, oh, shit, Busta. You know what I mean? And he's back. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So I don't know though. Now I don't want to see no motherfucking 60-year-old.
I saw a 60-year-old stripper every night. Yeah, and I dreamed. Yeah, and she got on chair, did a headstand. Yeah, started popping her legs and shit.
But that's her passion. What
Shout
you
out
do?
Queen City.
But that's her passion though.
She won.
But that's her passion.
Just go see Kim Jong no more.
Say what?
Go see, can't go no more. Ride the wheels fall off.
The point is, that's her passion. What's wrong with her doing that? When you seen her in that 60 years old, what did you think? She too old for this shit. Did you think that? Keep it real.
I was like, you know, did you think
she was too old for that shit?
I was like, somebody grandmama need her life being paid, and they ain't mad at her.
Hey, some men like them saggy and wrinkly.
Okay.
Some men like them saggy and wrinkly. But listen, let me ask you this question before you go to the next caller.
Okay.
When would you stop rapping?
I don't feel like I ever have to stop rapping. Now, I may stop putting out whole albums at some point, but I still feel like even when I'm 40, nigga, I can come on here and murk a nigga 16 like it's nothing. In my hood, at least, I know for a fact I probably would still be asked to do 16 for the next, you know, probably 10 years at least. That's because I'm that known in my locale. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I can feel what JC and all these other guys going through. I'm not a star, but there are young rappers in Panama City who look up to me and want me to do 16 with them right now. No matter how old I am, they know I'm going to kill it. That's all they give a fuck about. They know people know me, they know I'm going to kill it. They don't even know how old I am. They know I'm in my 30s. They don't know if I'm 39, 31. They don't know. They know I'm way older than them, but they don't give a fuck. All they know is everybody love to send them on me. All they do is hit me on my inbox like, man, can we do a track? They don't give a fuck how old I am.
Yeah.
They don't even ask how old I am. They know I killed a game. That's all they give a fuck about.
Yep, I can dig
That's
it.
That's all they care. So, yeah, I probably will. I don't know when I'll stop rapping. I don't know. You know what I mean? I may not put out whole albums and shit no more like that, but just to say I'm never going to rap again, nah. I can always do a feature here and there. You know what I'm saying? I never have to stop making beats. It doesn't matter how old you are when it comes to making beats and engineering. So,
None of that.
I'm never stopping any of that.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'm never stopping any of that. Yeah. Probably I probably will start making more money when I stop rapping because I start doing that more. You know what I'm saying? So I probably actually start making more money off music when I stop rapping. Honestly, because I start making more beats and start doing more mixes and stuff like that that actually people pay you for, to be honest with you. And that's just probably what's going to happen. But right now, I still do my thing and them niggas really ain't even seeing me. So. I feel like Jay-Z, nigga, the game needs me. I listen to these niggas out here. I listen to these niggas that's repping well, and I'm like, yo, these niggas cannot have the throne.
And then
you know what I'm saying?
Because
they're not
album,
dope enough. I'm not giving it to you,
about.
Niggas.
That's all he's talking about in his album.
I'm not giving it to you. You ain't good enough. I feel one thing about Jay-Z, while I'm so feeling the whole watch, nigga, look. If he going to give it to somebody, who he say? I'm going to give it to Ye.
Yeah.
He gonna give it to Ye. He like, nigga, that's the whole theme of the Watch the Throne shit. He like, nigga, watch the throne for me while I step off, nigga. I'm gonna give it to Kanye. I'm gonna give it to a nigga who I know that's dope. When I hear a motherfucker, when I see a nigga in my locale where I'm from to represent my motherfucking city, who really seeing me on these bars like that, who really got my street cred, who really got a following, who really put the grind in like me, I give you the throne, nigga. I'm gonna give you 16. I'm on the love, and I'm gonna tell niggas about you. Still waiting for that nigga. 479-340-0966. That's the number to dial to the show, Kate. So it's somebody listening right now that's gonna take that and run with it and be like, oh, that nigga blah 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 blah.
Good.
I know.
That's good.
Please do.
That's that promo.
I'm waiting for the beat.
Yep.
No one wants it though, because they know what's gonna end up happening. Alright, 678-365. You're on the air with K100, what's popping?
What's happening, man? This is Avenue.
Avenue, what's going on, man? Appreciate you calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call to the show. 347-934-0966. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Follow me on Twitter at Blizzum. B-L-I-Z-M. B-L-I-Z-M. Follow me on Twitter and also look me up on Facebook. Google me, bitch. My homegirl Key is in the studio with me tonight from the K100 group. What it do? She decided to swing by the studio. She ain't been here in a minute.
No, my chair was dusty.
So she came through the studio to sit and chop it up with me on the show tonight. All right, Avenue, what it do, man? Thanks for calling the show. What's good with you, man? What's popping?
What's good, man? What's good? I'm over here. I'm clocking out as we speak.
all right. That ain't your passion, though.
Yeah. Nah, it's hell ain't shit. Hell ain't my passion.
All right. I can understand. Go ahead. Since Avenue is an artist, for people who's listening who might not know that, Avenue is an artist. He's down with my camp, you feel me? He's got a song called Do It Like Me that's hot. He's working on a project. You know, he's on my album singing the hook to my song Outer Space. So he's passionate about what he do. Before I even start asking you questions, bro, explain to me what it's like for you as a person to be passionate about music and doing music and knowing that you're not making any fucking money off this shit right now. And there's a great possibility that you won't, honestly.
Yeah. Pretty much what my situation is I can't help what I do. And that's when it, that's when you know it's a passion and when it's, and when it's not a passion. I can't help what I do. Every day I wake up, every day, you know, I look around. Everything I do is about entertainment, no matter if I'm just making somebody laugh or no matter if I'm just singing. You know, everything I do. I write all day, constantly all day. I'm making people, you know, feel where I'm coming from as far as, you know, whatever I'm going through. I'm uplifting people. So it's in everything I do. I can't help it. You know, if I could shut it off, I would shut it off. You know, no lie.
You
but
will shut it off?
I can't help it.
Have you, yeah. I contemplated that myself. If somebody told me right now, listen, I could just take this urge that you have to make music out of you right now, just magic wand. You want it?
No, you wouldn't take it.
He said he would. Why would you take it? What makes
well,
you think you would
the take it? Well, the reason why I would take it is because you know, being an artist, especially like what you were saying before to Badass or whatever, is mm-hmm. that we can't live a regular life. Even as, you know what I'm saying, being independent artist, we can't live a regular life because it's like I can't go home and have my family and support my family off this shit if I ain't making no money. You get what I'm saying?
All right.
So it's kind of like a win-lose situation.
A gift and a curse? It
is a gift and a curse because you run into somebody, the first thing they say when you say you do music, they're going to look at you like, okay, so what do? You don't know how many times I get asked that shit. When I say I'm a singer or a songwriter and I try to tell them my profession instead of telling them my actual fucking day job, they look at me like I'm crazy, like you can't, like that's not an actual job, but that is a job. Just because I ain't getting paid now don't mean I ain't going to get paid later. So
well,
the thing is,
most people associate a job with something that you get paid for. That's why that is. You know, people associate, when they say, what do you do for a living, that means to make a living, you got to be making some money. So that's
why a lot
of times when people say music, that's why some people... Like, oh, really? Like, well, I don't really consider that, you know?
Yeah,
like,
but what do you do for somebody that's an intern at a news company? What do
they
you
don't
do
say
for somebody
shit.
Like that?
They never
you know
say that
saying?
Shit about them. That's what I
had to say. Them don't make money.
They don't make shit. They don't make shit. They doing that shit for free, but you respect that more than another motherfucker who's basically doing the same thing, interning, basically working to build his way up in a name and get a name for himself in the industry.
But no one
disrespects interns like that.
But you know
that's
what?
Why I'd be
I
like,
think,
I don't really want to hear that shit from
I
you.
Think what happens is, it's so many people out there that's like trying to come up in the music industry. Or they do the same thing to people that play sports. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, I want to be a pro athlete. Like, oh, okay. You know, because it's...
Yeah, they do look at you sideways, yeah.
Yeah, it's so many people trying to do that. They like, okay, well, that's a one in a million chance that you actually going to come up. And really, it's true. It's really true. But, so that's why they look at it like, you know, okay, well, what else you doing? Because you're not really making money off of that. Because
yeah.
all people think about is, what are you making money off of? Because you got to survive.
Yeah, yeah, I guess, okay. But
it don't get on the right to disrespect your craft either way.
Is that disrespecting it?
If you're a good artist, it's disrespectful.
It is
a lot of baby ass artists out here. It's like, written niggas for real. You trying to think you'll get paid off of that baby ass shit?
So do you feel disrespected when people take that attitude with you, Avenue? When somebody says that,
that's
not really a job.
I take it very serious because it's like what I tell people is like I can't shut this shit off. I mean, I don't get me wrong. I love singing. I love entertaining people, you know. But I can't shut the shit off. So it's kind of like I can't, you know, go to school to be a teacher or some shit like that. What other folks are doing because that's not me. You know, I ain't never been that type of person. All my life I've been an entertainer. Everything I did in high school, as far as doing plays and singing and shit. That's all I know. That's all I did. My father, I don't even know my father or whatever, but he was a fucking singer. So that's how deep is embedded. My mom's a singer. You know, it goes all the way down. So it's kind of like I can't help it. So I do take it serious when somebody look at, you know what I'm saying, say like, oh, that's so what do you really do? I look at that as a diss.
Well, my advice would be don't take it personal. You can take it serious, but don't take it personal. Because if they don't really know you, they don't know that it's just in you like that. Because it's a lot of people that is doing it. It's not their passion. It's a hobby. it's something that they do on the side or whatever. But to people like you and Blizz, it's a passion for you. And they don't know the difference off top. Like, they can't look at you and say, oh, this is his passion. They have to know you to know that.
That I can understand. Yeah. That's why when they say, that's why when they give me that little motherfucking funny look, I just whip out the cinema and me here, bitch.
Not a game, ho.
Yeah.
It's not a game, ho. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Yeah, you don't know how many people I shut up the other day when I was at, I went out to Wet Willie's or whatever, I got my singles in.
Uh-huh.
And I just went out there, you know, I sing on the spot anywhere.
Right.
So it felt good to actually sing and then have something to back it up with. So that shit felt real good because it's no longer, all the sideways looks changed when I passed out a flyer or I threw out a CD or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was sitting there looking like, oh, damn, all right. You know, they take you serious then.
In Atlanta, there's still a good chance they may look at you crazy because so many people still do it anyway.
Yeah.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Up here, it's like, yo, even when you got that shit on deck like that, a lot of people in Atlanta might just be like, damn,
yep.
I just seen 30 other niggas around the street, around the corner from me with the same shit. That's why, and this is why my presentation was everything, why I spent the money I spent with the packaging of the cinema of me. You know what I'm saying? Just so when I say that and they be like, you know, well, what are you, you know, you're an artist, you got some, you what you're doing, what you're grinding, whatever. When I show them that, I can absolutely tell you I get taken more seriously than a lot of other artists. You know what I'm saying? Without even having to rap one word. You know what I'm saying? So that's another thing that's why I did that. Okay, let's get to the questions. Episode 212. All right. 347
I need
a set of gunshots for him not showing up
at
my birthday party, too.
Ooh. Hey, I told you. I said my daughter's birthday is the same. My daughter come first. You apologize for not showing up, but my daughter come first.
What
you
say was that Monday?
You said, I know her birthday was Monday, but I had to get up there, didn't I? I wasn't going to leave on the day of her birthday.
Okay, I give you a pass for that. You still said you was coming, though.
I know that was my fault because I thought that my plane left on Sunday, but it actually left on Saturday. I should have sent you a message or something. So I do apologize for that part.
I give you a pass. I know we
leave.
Don't do what we say. We gonna get what we want regardless.
Right. Okay. There you wanna go. You wanna go with that? That's cool. That's fair.
All right. Let's go ahead and ask him the questions. Question number one, Sixth Avenue. But I'm glad you called and I'm glad you know what I'm saying, had a chance to talk. You know what I'm saying, give you two cents, especially from an artist perspective. I really feel like people just. Like I said, I don't know if it's disrespect. I don't know if they mean it in a disrespectful way.
Really
when they don't take you seriously, when you say that's your passion, this is what you do, and somebody says, what do you do? And you say, I'm a singer, and they say, no, what do you really do? You know what I'm saying? What do you really do?
But they hear it so much. That's the thing. Everybody these days, especially in Atlanta, every time you meet somebody, it's like, I'm a singer, I'm a dancer. There's some type of entertainment.
But why I always say, why I gotta suffer for somebody else?
I mean, like I said, don't take it personally. You know what I'm saying?
It's hard to say not to take it. I can't help but take it personal.
I know what you're saying. But you, from the outside perspective, I'm speaking for someone who's not a singer, a dancer, or whatever. You hear it so much. I go to the Jamaica restaurant and get some food. It's some 10-year-old girls. My brother trying to promote his album. You know what I'm saying? They handed me everywhere you go in Atlanta. Everywhere. Somebody singing, somebody rapping, somebody, you know, so you just get overwhelmed with the whole thing. So you kind of tend not to take it seriously when somebody say that's what they do.
I take it as hate. A little bit. I ain't gonna lie. Like, anytime somebody do that to me, I'd be like, these niggas hating. That's the first thing I say to myself.
Let me give you some advice, then, Avenue, on that right there. You can't do that. You can't take it as hate because what she's saying is valid, especially in a city like Atlanta. For instance, when you went down to Panama City, right? And you told people what you do, that you're a singer. Didn't they seem to take it more seriously when you said?
Did.
So it's not a whole gang of people who doing it like that in that city. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You down there, you know, you with me, you down there chilling with us, whatever, and they look at us and they seeing everything. When you say I'm a singer, whatever, everybody that you said that to, they was like, okay, they took you seriously, right? You can't expect that same reaction in a city like Atlanta when the city is music. Music is is flooded. That's why I want to get the fuck out of here. I want to leave Atlanta. I'm not leaving playing. If my kids were not in Atlanta, Georgia, nigga, I would have been left this motherfucker so long ago. The only reason I'm here is because my kids live here. Make no mistake about it, nigga. If I win a lottery tomorrow, the first thing I'm going to do is move.
Well, let's hope you will win the lottery tomorrow. Shit.
Move, nigga. I'm gonna come back here. I'm gonna keep a home base here and make moves here because all the industry connects here. But trust me, nigga, I won't base my operation out of here. You feel me? I'm gonna move my operation somewhere else to where I can lock that area down a lot easier. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I will absolutely get the fuck up out of here ASAP if I won a lottery tomorrow. For a professional reason, I may come back to live because I love the city. I love the city and the clubs and the people and, the, you know, the mix of country and city life. But when it comes to trying to be
up and coming
artists in this motherfucker, nigga, this is the worst place in the world.
It's the worst place in the world.
All right. What are you doing? What is that noise?
Gas? Are you going? You at?
Hey, I'm getting some gas, man. I'm getting
gas. Let me ask you a question so I can get to the next call. I got people waiting. Hold on. Episode 212. Passion versus profit. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. I got the homegirl Key in studio with me. Question number one to Avenue, who keeps fucking bleeping shit in my ear. I'm not even going to ask you question number one because you already answered that already. Let me see. Question number two. I'm not even going to answer that. You already answered that. Oh, let me ask you three. Could you be in a relationship with someone with a creative mind, a creative minded person that doesn't make a lot of money at what they do? Or have you been in a relationship with a girl who left you because you're an artist? I'll flip it around for artists.
Yeah, I've been on the other side. I was in a situation where a girl left me because I'm an artist. And I've been in a lot of those situations, because
you wasn't an artist, or because you wasn't making any money, because you was trying to be an artist full time.
Because I wasn't making no money. That's the whole.
What?
The thing of it is, what started being a problem is you always busy doing that, but you ain't making no money off of it. So it's like
I didn't necessarily go through that situation.
But you know what she's saying? She's saying what? That's why a lot of women, I tell people all the time, a lot of women, they want to start, nigga. But the reason why that's why if I was a star, nigga, I talk a lot of shit. People know I'm flirtatious. People know whatever. You can say what you want to say about me being a whore, whatever you call me. But on my kids, on my mama, nigga, if I blow the fuck up, nigga, if you didn't know me before I got this money, bitch, you have no chance in hell of being my wife. Let me say that shit again, bitch. All sound effects, bitch. I promise you, if I didn't know you before I got this money, I would not wife you, nigga. And I put that on my children. Only because I go back and get an ex-girlfriend, an ex-person I was fucking with when I didn't have shit. I go back and recycle that shit, nigga, and give it to her first before I give it to these new hoes who only fuck with me now that they passed the struggle. I promise you that, nigga. I put that on everything. I'm not married to the new bitch in the scene. She's not getting it. I'm not giving her that respect. Fuck that. She can only come with people. That's it. That's it. I'm not marrying new hoes once I get on. I fuck new hoes, maybe. But I'm not marrying new bitches. That's not happening. That's something I'm dead set on. Only because I know for a fact I know for a fact that They never really knew me before that. You feel what I'm saying? I would never ever be able to decipher issue with me because I'm the Blizzard Star or Sour Blue, who I am. She didn't know I can't do it. I won't allow myself to be played like that. I'm not going to be a star who blows up and then gets with Amber Rose.
Okay, what about a chick that was like by your side and then dipped on your whatever when shit went going the way she thought it would go? And then pop up out of nowhere when you get on.
She's at the bottom of the totem pole.
That okay. She still got a chance, though.
Better chance than the bitch who didn't know me before I got on. Especially if she really rolled with me for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if she rolled out with me for about a minute, and then she just got burped out, she couldn't take it no more. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know, I'm still going. She got a better chance in this new superstar bitch that's over here sitting next to me at the Grammys of being my wife. I guarantee you that. All we're going to do is we're going to send her to the best plastic surgeon. We're going to get her looking tight ASAP. We're going to get her looking just like her in about a year or two. Money changed everything, nigga. Believe that. Because I ain't never fucked an ugly bitch, so we can fix that. Believe that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nigga, step that. And I ain't playing. That's K100 right there. Let me go to the next question. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm not joking a little bit about
that.
That was the next to the last question. Should people give up pursuing a career of their passion at a certain age? This is for all you Jay-Z's, Dr. Dre motherfuckers who think these niggas need to stop rapping.
No, like when I was younger and immature, I used to say that. But as I get older, and then my brother is actually a rapper. And that's the reason why I started even writing and started thinking about it or whatever. And I don't think nobody ever should give up on their passion, no matter how old you are, because at the end of the day, you don't do your passion because of your age. You do your passion because of your talent. So if you're still talented at it, and like you said earlier, if can't nobody fuck with you, why stop? What's the point?
That's my whole point.
I would be destroyed if some of these older rappers stopped. Like, I would probably not listen to rap at all.
Let me say one thing, Avenue, because I got everybody calling in now. They raise it's 9 o'clock. They all calling after 9 all the time. But everybody's calling in and raising their hand now, so I got to speed up the pace. But this is it right here. This is my thing about the oldest. Now, I ain't saying I want to watch porn with 50-year-old porno hoe.
It's a bad
50-year-old. It is. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it is.
If that's what she's passionate, if she's passionate about sex, and that's what she loves to do, that's. I'm not even gonna tell her to stop. I'm not gonna say, bitch, you too old to be doing that.
You just won't watch it.
I just won't watch it. You feel what I'm saying? My problem is when people feel like artists like Jay-Z or whoever need to stop rapping. First of all, until you get the top 10 rap right now, if you take the top 10 songs that's played in Atlanta, Georgia, and take them rappers and tell them, can they see Jay-Z rapping, bitch? None of them.
I don't even know who the top 10 are.
The top, now, not even, now, I'm talking about the top 10 songs that they play.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even know.
That's you feel what I'm saying? The songs that they play the most in Atlanta, right now, none of them niggas can't even see Jay-Z.
Nah.
All the niggas who going to give Jay-Z some comfort that they play is give Jay-Z some comfort is Drake, because Drake is an ill rapper. Fuck what everybody want to say about the nigga. He rap for the bitches, yeah, but nigga, the wordplay is stupid.
But Jay-Z already said.
I give him credit on his lid.
You know what I'm saying? The nigga wordplay stupid. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to count Kanye because that's who he's giving the throne to anyway. So leave Kanye out in the mix. He's leaving him the throne. The whole point is, it's not even a lot of these rappers that say, a lot of these niggas say Jay-Z need to stop rapping. He's too old. Your favorite rapper can't even rap better than this nigga. So why the fuck should he stop, bitch nigga?
What? All my favorite rappers
Future,
are old
Future
anyway.
You listen to Future, nigga.
Who is that?
You want him to stop rapping so they can take the throne?
Gonna be a bad day in hell for that shit.
All these niggas. That's why I see. Who the fuck cares? They all sound the same. All right, next question. Next caller. I'm about. So that's my whole take on the whole niggas need to. What do you mean? Yeah, I stopped rapping in Reverend Bay County when you little niggas down there see me on these motherfucking bars, nigga. And guess what? None of you are. That's the simple truth.
Nah.
None of you are down there. So I'm gonna keep rapping. I'm gonna keep questioning you niggas until you step your game up.
These niggas, they ain't rapping no more. They trying to be singers like me.
Whatever they want to do. That goes for anybody that's listening. Call them and tell them I said it. You're not fucking with me, so I'm going to keep repping the Bay. I'm going to keep questioning you niggas every time I do a bar. No, you're not fucking with me. I know you. I know I'm way older than you. I know y'all the new niggas want to be coming up whatever, nigga, but I'm not going to stop because every time I rap, niggas say, nigga, you still ill at this. You still the illest. I know that. And Jay-Z knows that. Why is he stopping? Stop it. Alright, thanks for calling in, Avenue. Stand by.
Yeah.
Shay, what it do, babe?
Hey, what's up? What's happening? What's
going
up, Miss Keys?
Hey, Shay.
Alright, everybody. Episode 212. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. The phone lines are blowing up. 678-361 is next.
Uh-oh.
I see Keisha F on the line. I think I see LL on the line. I see Michigan Girl on the line. Private Call on the line. Another 843 on the line. 404 on the line. They calling in. They here. They calling in from all over. from the 850. Shay, what it do, babe? Thanks for calling in to the show. I really appreciate it. All right. So, for episode 212, we're talking about passion versus profit. And we're talking about people who are passionate about what they do, but it doesn't make them money. And this will be every underground artist that I know. You know what I'm saying? And some of the artists. And some artists that are that you see at the Grammys that are broke.
I was gonna say some of the people are above the ground.
Don't forget them niggas. Yeah. Don't forget them niggas. I don't know a motherfucking 106 and Park freestyle battle motherfucker that got a deal yet. Yet, nigga. Except Jen.
They on TV don't mean they own.
Jen Flop. Who else got a deal? Yeah, I'm just saying. The point is, these are people who are passionate about what they do and they make no fucking money. I'm not trying to keep the conversation necessarily centered on music, but music is what I do. Music is what I'm passionate about, and I don't really make a lot. I really hardly make any money. I made about a little over half of what it cost me to make my last album back so far, selling CDs. You know what I mean? So I'm still in the red. The red is when you, I'm still in the red.
But just think about if you had done it another way. You would be in the minus.
You know what I'm saying?
The over minus.
I really honestly don't give a fuck, nigga. That's the point. I didn't do that shit to make money off of it, nigga. I did it because I'm nice and you niggas ain't fucking with me. And I had to show you motherfuckers down there how the fuck it's done. And you stop writing fucking your name on a Sharpie, giving it to me like you stunting, bitch.
Stop it.
I don't respect you. Get your weight up. I'm going to show you how it's done. I'm going to show you how to drop an album, have an album release, promote it on the radio, all this, do it right, record it right, package it up nice, and nigga, I'm going to give you a blueprint. Now, follow suit or shut the fuck up. Now,
Take him to school.
Let me go ahead and get to the question.
He about to swing on the microphone.
Let me go ahead and get to the question. I've been hearing little snippets of shit niggas might want to quote unquote say to me, bitch. And I don't see none of you motherfuckers. Okay. So question number one, Shane. Does it make more sense to follow your passion in life or a path more profitable? Which one?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
Does it make sense for people to follow your passion in life or a path more profitable? Should people who have a passion that doesn't pay them abandon that and go to what makes them money?
I'm going to say no. If you have a true passion in life and you're good at it, now it's a difference if you're passionate about something that you know you ain't no good at. But if you have a true passion in life and you know you're good at it and, you know, it's been verified that you're good at it, stick with that passion, because eventually that passion is going to make you some money, if not directly, indirectly, through some kind of side avenue. But, yeah, if you have a true passion in life, always stick with that. Always stick with that.
Okay.
So what
happens? Because in terms of making money, you can make money on the side while you're still pursuing your passion, but don't give up on your passion. You might be able to do a little side avenue associated with your passion, you know, to get your foot in the door, to get you where you're going so that somebody can see your passion. But, yeah, I mean, I'm going to tell you from negative past experience that I didn't do. Always follow your passion.
What'd you say, Keith?
Yeah, I was just saying she pretty much fixed it because I was like, what happened when you start getting hungry? You know, because your passion is not really making you any money. But like she said, you can do something on the side until you can't abandon either or. If you're really passionate about something, don't abandon your passion, but also don't abandon what could make you some money because, like it or not, we need money to survive, period.
Exactly.
Okay. And that's why.
Yeah,
a lot of people have criticized. I've had people who question my dedication to being an artist because I've had a job basically ever since I started, you know, really pursuing music. I've always worked.
Well, how else are you gonna make money until you start blowing up? How else
are
you gonna make money? You still gotta eat. I'm telling you.
That's because y'all are consumers. Y'all don't understand what the industry is like.
I mean, I understand.
You feel what I'm saying? There are people in the industry who don't respect artists who have jobs. They tell you that you are not serious if you work in a job. You can't work a job and do music. You ain't really serious if you do music.
You can't make music if you ain't got no money to put no album out there.
And see, that's the thing.
I'm trying to tell you what it said in the industry. You hear this at panels. You hear this at... I'm telling you.
Unless they're going to give you a job so that you can do that in the music industry, they need to shut the fuck up.
But see, he already said why they do that, so they can take advantage of you. Think about people that's saying it. Those are the main people that end up taking advantage of these starving artists They get them on, so-called get them on, but then they end up finding back Russ, TLC, Toni Braxton. They are very talented. They're passionate about it, and they was broke as hell. And they sold millions. TLC was the top female-selling group of all time, and they broke as hell.
Yeah.
So I question your intelligence for telling me not to get money so while I'm pursuing my damn passion, because, bitch, you ain't paying me. So what you,
exactly.
you talking about for work?
It's like, who does that? I mean, that's like, that. Just, to me, that's like common sense.
Don't talk
okay,
to
you
about
ain't got nothing. You ain't where you want to be yet. So guess what? You're going to have to take some steps to get there, and that's going to take what? A little bit of money.
Okay. All right. All right. So next question, Shay. Let me speed up a little bit because I got about five people ready to talk.
Okay, I'll talk fast.
Do you agree with the phrase, you're not really happy until you're doing what you love?
I'm going to say yes because you can be content and you can enjoy maybe what you're doing, but true happiness comes from within, and if something is in you to do it, that's what's going to make you happy. That's what's going to make you happy. At the end of the day, that's what's going to make you happy. Because in all actuality, you could be working like the worst job and getting paid the most money. But if you ain't happy to go do it every day, then it's like you still feeling miserable. I mean, you could be smiling on payday. You know, you could be happy to get to the bank. But every other day, you ain't happy to do that shit. You ain't happy to do that. But when you have a passion, even if you have some days where it ain't so great, or, you know, your bank account ain't as big as what you would like for it to be, you know, in essence, you happy doing what you're doing.
Okay.
So you're not going to be stressed out. You know, you're not going to have a heart attack, or you ain't going to have a stroke stressing over something that you love. You know, you're going to feel good about that. You're going to be healthier.
All right. What about relationships? Could you be in a relationship with a starving artist? Could you be in a relationship with someone who is very talented and actually pursuing what they love to do, but they're not making any money? You the woman now. You the female. They the guy, but they broke as hell. Now, they out here trying to get... They trying to be a rapper. They trying to be, I don't know what, if a singer, whatever they trying to do. They you see talent, you know they're good. They're working hard at it, but they're not making any money. So you got to pay all the bills, hold down the hospital. Could you do that as a woman? Could you be in a relationship with someone that's in that situation?
You know what? I've seen women hold men down for less that ain't doing shit. So if that's my man and I know that he's good at what he's doing and he's passionate about it and he's working towards it, yeah, I'll definitely hold him down, because it's like, you know, again, it's going to say if you enjoy what you're doing, you're going to be a happier person. You're going to be a better person. It's going to be better for both of us if you're happy, if you ain't miserable. So, yeah, I definitely hold him down. Like I said, it's women that hold down men that ain't doing shit, doing less. So what the fuck, you know, I look like not holding down a good man that's trying to do something good.
Yeah, that sounds good, and I believe you. I believe you can do it, but I have been in that situation. And I heard that at the beginning of the relationship, you know what I'm saying?
But
and
you know what?
Men,
see,
I know guys.
Hold
on,
hold on.
Hold on,
okay, you say that. Okay.
I've heard that from guys. I know guys right now who are going through the same situation. You feel me? Well, yeah, they heard that at the beginning of the relationship, but by 2 years or a year or so later, you know what I'm saying?
But you also got to be realistic about the thing, though. Before you can honestly say that, you got to be in a position where you can actually do that. Okay, I mean, if you ain't, you know, if you're not making any money, or you don't, you know, have no other way to pull for both of y'all, then yeah, you probably can't. But if you could honestly say that you're in a position where you could do that, if that was a situation, then yeah, you could.
No, I disagree.
You disagree?
I
you couldn't do it, could you?
I see the man's, because I was in a situation where I could do it with my ex-husband, you know. I could do it,
right.
But it's still, aside from the finances, it becomes emotionally and physically overwhelming. When you have to do everything, yet it still is another person there, yeah, it's a whole other story. Like, you want to try to do it, and you can do it for a while, but then, and then, not to mention, if at any time you feel like they start loving that passion more than they love you,
I'm
going to
tell you
deal.
One thing. We love that before we love you.
Exactly.
Believe that.
Yeah.
That's a whole other conversation.
You just kind of got to go into it knowing that, okay, that was there before me, and some kind of way you got to form the relationship, how you form it.
When it starts to get too out of balance, like you said earlier, it's a balance in how you have to handle the situation. When it starts to get too out of balance, it becomes way more than what you thought you can handle. And I'm one of those type of people, I can handle a whole lot of shit. But still, even in my experience with that, it can still get to be overwhelming, and it does put a whole lot of stress on a relationship. All
right. I'm trying to find my homie, NNN Entertainment. They said they're on the line. They texted me. I asked them what the number was. I'm going to go real quick. I want to get your line and see if this is it. Is this it? 843?
Yeah, that's me, big homie. Big Nate, NNN Entertainment.
All right, hold on. All right, Shay, stand by, Shay. Thank you for calling,
okay,
Shay.
I
appreciate it. Homie, what it is, man? What's poppin', man? Thanks for calling the show.
Oh, you already know what it is, man. We holding you down up here in the 614 and the 843. What's good with it?
Good, man. I really appreciate it, man. Introduce yourself and tell the people who you are real quick.
Well, you already know. Anybody that heard of NNN Entertainment, I'm Big Nate, the CEO. You know what I'm saying? We write for Grindr Magazine. We fuck with different radio stations. We manage artists. We throw parties. We do all kinds of shit.
All right. So the homie's one of my Facebook friends. You know what I'm saying? We met on the internet and everything. And he always shows love and everything. You know, I'm in his group and everything. So, you know, just game official, real recognized real. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm glad you called into the show. So you're in the entertainment industry. Are you passionate about what you do? Are you really passionate about what you do?
Absolutely, bro. What I do is I manage artists, all right? I write for a magazine. I fuck with some radio things here and there. You know, I throw parties. I book concerts. I do all the above in the entertainment industry. And, you know, everybody got to eat. You know what I'm saying? You got to balance out your situation. You gotta eat off of what you do. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it takes development. It takes time to get where you need to be as far as, you know, your talent level and your development level and the stages of it. But, you know, you take the time and you get to that point where you're making your money and you're eating off of it. It's not just – it's all about the passion for the industry, but it's also about motherfuckers got to live too.
So, so now you know like I know, because you're in the entertainment. You know that – when it comes to being an artist, the game is inundated and flooded with artists, and especially in the city where we're from in Atlanta. You know, so we had an artist, like you said, we had an artist on a minute ago who was Avenue, he's a singer. And a lot of times they disrespect artists when the artist says, when you ask the artist, what are they doing? They say, well, I'm a rapper, or I'm a producer, or I'm a singer, or whatever. A lot of people say, you could get more props for saying you a manager, you manage an artist, or you a promoter. They may look at you a little more serious than they will the actual artist. Because they just feel like that's so much of a pipe dream when that is actually somebody's passion. What do you feel about that? Do you feel like when...
I feel like this. I'll tell you like this, brother, man. When it comes to, you know, every Joe Blow on the block is a rapper or a producer or anything like that, it boils down to your networking skills, your marketing skills, and how you use your head. You know what I'm saying? You can be a rapper. But if you're smart enough to go, even if you ain't got access to a computer, take your ass to the local library and get that music uploaded on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Get them CDs made up. Get on the grind, get on the hustle. It's about how you beat the streets. It's just like the game, man. You on the block, then you hustle your team. You meet somebody, you lock that number in, you work with them, see what they can do for you, what you can do for them. Networking and marketing is where it's at, man. If you got that, then you're going to make it.
Okay, so, well... Do you believe? Wait a minute. Let me stop him right there. Do you really honestly believe that outside you, just by your grind only can get you in the game?
I say like this: the dedication and the motivation. You have to have the talent mixed with the marketing, the networking, and the communicational skills. But you know, throughout your travels of doing so, you're going to meet people that can help you or that can, you know, get you one up or can exchange, you know, favors or whatever for one another. Like, you know, any dope boy can take 50 grand and slap it into a tape and call themselves famous. But, you know, I'm talking about the cats that's out here really grinding hard and trying to make it on just their talent and on the skills that they have.
Well, tell that to Jesus.
He was a dope boy. He threw up a couple hundred grand into some things. We all know that. Hey, plenty, but you know, there's plenty of them. About half of the artists come up out of Atlanta. They threw some dope money.
They're in the shot and low. You know what I'm saying? They'll prove you wrong right ASAP. I just gave you two examples of why that necessarily isn't true. You know what I'm saying? Because, you can absolutely just be a dope boy with a little couple of something and slap it to a CD and become a fucking star. Absolutely.
I'll tell you what, I got dope boys approach me every day from Memphis, from down there in Atlanta, from Carolina. These dudes, you know, from Vegas, from all over the place, dudes, oh, I got my money on deck, I'm ready. But then I ask them, okay, what's your occupation? Oh, well, you know, I do a little this, that, and third on the block. Well, okay, well, what you doing on the block? Because I'm going to tell you like this. I'm not going to invest my time and have you spend your money and then you get slapped behind some bars and it was all for what? You know what I mean? It's just not, as a manager, from this point of view on the other side of the fence, I'm not going to invest my time and my efforts into developing someone and bringing them up to know that it's going to be a downfall in the long run.
But it's so many managers that will just to get the money. That's the problem.
Far more than
where the passion comes in, the passion and the money. Uh-huh. It's the difference between money-hungry motherfuckers that'll sign somebody just because they got some dope money versus, you know, somebody that's in it for the passion, the development, and the music.
You're right about that.
You're absolutely right.
But you're in the minority.
That's what we're trying to say.
Unfortunately, you're in the minority.
We're trying to say that you are in the minority when it comes to that.
Everybody got to make money and everybody got to eat. But I'm going to tell you like this. You can make money and do it the right way. You just got to know what the hell you're doing.
Okay. That's true. Because I've seen people put millions into an artist and no one knows who the fuck they are. Ask Lou Da Vinci. Now, let's move along. How do you have BMF backing you and you don't blow up? I don't know. But that's neither here nor there.
You can sit and go through a long list of everybody that's on the top 20 list right now and how many of them started pushing weight on the block.
right. Okay. So let's go ahead. Let's get to it. Let me ask you a couple of questions and we're going to go on. Where's my... Oh, my 678 hung up. I was coming to you, 678. I just had to get to my people. Damn it, man. All right. I hope they call back. I really want to talk because I knew who that was and I wanted to talk to them. Okay. Episode 212. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Blizzum. BLIZM. Follow me on Twitter at Blizzum. Link up with me on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Check out the K100 page. Check out the Blizzum page. And then just send me a personal friend request. All right? Do all that. Link up with me on the social network. I does that. Google me, bitch. All right. Now, let me ask you a question. I don't even have to ask you that because you kind of basically... But could you be in a relationship with somebody who's pursuing their passion and they're not making any money off of it? Have you been in that situation? Have you had a girl when you maybe not made money off doing what you do and she left you because she's like, nigga, you call yourself a manager or some shit, nigga. You ain't making no money, nigga. Fuck that.
All right, let me go ahead and break it down for you. My wife's standing right next to me. She works for a major airline company as an accountant. And what she do, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to tell you like this. I went from the block to owning a nightclub to writing for a magazine to doing all this, and it had its ups and downs. But my wife held it down, son. She paid the bills. She took care of shit, and she believed in me to why I got to where I'm at today. So I would say that, you know, being that was done for me as an individual, I could probably do that for my wife in return if the tables were turned.
Okay, but now here's the question. Did you make sure that in the meantime that you let her know that you appreciated, was she ever second to any of those things that you just did?
Absolutely. I tell my wife every day, still.
Wait a minute. Wait, whoa, let's go. No, wait.
I said,
No, fuck that. That's a trick question. I saw what you tried to do right then.
That wasn't a trick question.
Yes, it was. No. I heard what you said. You tried to make it seem like, oh, was she ever second to any of that? It probably was. Was there any time?
I mean, it may have been times. I'm saying, was it ever so lopsided?
If this is what you do, it's going to be a lot of times when she wanted to go out of town. She might have felt some type of way, but the question is, did she understand? It's going to be times that she had to do some shit.
Real talk. I've been back and forth between L.A. to New York to Miami to Atlanta, all over the place. My wife stay home with the little one and hold it down. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, you know, she knows that the respect is there. We're a team, man. We're N&N. It's two N's. You know what I'm saying? Nate and Nicolette, my wife, we are a team. So we work together. Like, she hold down a 9-to-5, you know, working the job, and I handle the business part, but we make all our decisions together. We work together.
That makes all the difference.
I'm saying
because he involves her in everything. That makes a difference.
Oh, so if you're involved with it, it's
if you keep them involved and they know what's going on, that makes a huge difference.
Okay.
That makes a huge difference.
I mean, I figure like this.
She's working for it.
I figure like this. if she going to be with me, then she might as well understand and know and be taught what I'm doing so she understands where I'm going, how it's going to unfold, you know what I'm saying? And we work together, you know what I'm saying? It works together, you know, to go ahead and make her a part, you know, of it and say, look, you know, we're going to make the decisions on the career development together, on our artist management together, you know, everything.
Because some of them feel like, oh,
well, she's not,
it,
but
see,
you know what?
Well,
you know what? His situation, honestly, his situation is not what I'm talking about. Because she's actually a partner in the business.
But his
Listen, Blizz. Well, right. I got two artists as well. Now, my artist wife, both of my artists, Bonnet and Tone from Chicago, you know what I'm saying? Both my artists, they wives support everything they do. Like, they wives both work, you know what I'm saying? What my dudes do their thing to get their bread and this, that, and third. But the thing is they wives also, you know, give they involve their wives in the decision-making of, like, all right, babe, what tracks you think I should put on this next tape? You know what I'm saying? You think I should take this offer with this tour slide or da-da-da-da-da? Like, because it's going to affect their kids and their household, you know what I'm saying? And one of my artists don't even like leaving his home just for the fact that he in a bad area and he don't like leaving his family unprotected, but they make them decisions together on what's better for his career and the household as a whole.
And that's what makes the difference. A lot of artists say, this is what I do, you just take care of this while I'm doing this, as opposed to saying, I'm going to involve you in this. That makes a huge difference.
Well, I mean, you can't be an artist and say, like,
but a
well,
lot of
fuck it, I'm going to do what I got to do. You can't say, fuck it, I'm going to go do me if you got kids. And it's a different situation. If you dating somebody, that's a whole different ballgame. If you just dating somebody and you ain't relying on each other or nothing like that. But if you're living together, you got a family, household, shit like that, you know, everything, you got to think about the bigger picture. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, the career and the shit, you know, we may need to take some money from this bill over here to put on this little trip I got to make for this development. It's a career. Or some shit like that, but the whole thing is, as long as your grounds are stable where you coming from to start with, you know, and you work together with your mate, then there shouldn't be no altercations or problems.
But
and if your mate does not support what you're doing, then you're with the wrong person.
But here's the thing, like you said, you saying they can't do that, but a lot of artists do just that.
Well,
that's where the problem is. They're married, they leave their wife out of the loop altogether. You know, that type of thing. You're doing it the quote-unquote right way. That's the difference.
Well, I mean, you still got to explain, like, look, if the wife don't understand or your mate don't understand, you know, the rules of the business or what you're doing, then you got to show them or at least explain to them to a certain degree so they don't even have to question why you're doing what you're doing.
But a lot of people don't. That's the whole point. A lot of people
don't. I mean, then they just, that's a lot of times that's either selfishness or that's childishness. Like, you,
right.
As an adult, you know you got to communicate, but at the same time, you can't, you know, if your mate is holding you down and taking care of things while you're trying to get your career on the road, you know what I mean, then that deserves at least enough respect to explain what you're doing.
I agree with that.
Totally.
I still have seen. Let's just keep it 100. I'm gonna get off the line because I got people raising their hand. I gotta go to the next caller. I really appreciate you calling, but on that note, I want to say this: there are a lot of people still. And I'm not saying it doesn't make them necessarily bad women or men or however it goes, either vice versa, because there are men who leave their woman for some people
it's
just can't handle it. You just can't. And I just wish that you could just be honest with yourself. But sometimes they are honest with themselves and they believe at the beginning of the situation they can. Because they love this motherfucker so much and they actually love his talent. They love that person's talent and everything. And they really believe they're going to ride.
There's women out there that take care of bummy motherfuckers that don't do shit just for GP.
Oh,
like,
right about
you know what I mean?
Shit right now.
Yeah, but
right
I mean,
about that, nigga ain't even trying to do shit. And
yeah,
hold him down for
but I'm just
years.
Telling you, man, how it really
happened. Dumb
asshole,
right there.
But the stresses of the game ain't for everybody. The stresses of the industry ain't
That's
for everybody.
That's my point. Even, you know what? It ain't got to be about the money, nigga. Some women can't handle the fact that when you're an artist, you're going to have a gang of females.
Groupies, tours, women, you know, money, all that shit. They think it's going to go to your head. They think you fucking the groupies, all this, that, the third. That's, man, everybody goes through that.
Yeah. So they can't handle that. Hey, man, thanks for calling into the show.
All right. Yeah, we're going to hold you down, bro.
All right,
y'all
homie.
Do fuck the group.
Whatever. All right.
Y'all whatever. You know
where's me. Where is my... Hey, man, I wanted to talk to that 678. I knew who that was. I'm coming. I don't know if Michigan Girl. Michigan Girl, you going to talk? You got to hit the number one. You haven't hit it, but I'm still coming to you anyway. You already know. Keisha F.
Hey.
What it do, babe?
Please say the baby.
Please say the baby. Thanks for calling into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. We're coming up on the third hour. We're coming up on 15 minutes left in the show. Of course, we're going to take all my calls. So if you're still on the phone line and you want to talk, don't matter. I know the show stops airing over the internet in about 15 minutes. But if you're listening to me on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, please, if you want to continue the conversation past the next 15 minutes, go to the phone lines and dial 347-934-0966 and get on the phone lines. And you can stay on the phone lines and we'll go over to the third hour and make sure we catch all the calls, all right? Next up, Keisha F. Baby from the 850. What it do?
Hey.
Hey, did you get that vitamin D that you needed today?
No, damn it.
Damn it, man.
You motherfuckers ain't talking in no slick-ass cold vitamin D. Boy, I tell y'all what. Well, y'all females, rough. Keisha, does it make more sense to follow your passion in life or a path more profitable?
I think it makes sense to, it makes more sense to do what's profitable because you got to eat. But, I mean, if you have a passion, you can't let go of your passion just because you feel like you have to make a means to an end or whatever. You know, your job should be your means to the end, but don't give up on what you love or what you like or what you enjoy doing, what makes you happy. No, never do that.
What if? I'm actually that on question number two. I'm question number three. Question number two then. Do you agree with the phrase, you're not really happy until you're doing what you love?
Yes, I agree with that. I mean, you're going to be content. I think Shay said that. You're going to be content, of course, with what you're doing, especially if it's providing you with the lifestyle that you appreciate or that you can live by. But you're not going to be happy if you're not doing what you absolutely love. Or somewhere in the mix, you're not doing something you love.
This is the thing I have. This is the problem. That's why I asked question number two, and I didn't really focus. I skipped it for a couple people. But this is my problem with that question. And everybody's answering it that way, which I knew you would, because everybody does. But when we tell our kids growing up, you know what I'm saying? You know, you should be happy. Do what you know. You teach your kids about life, and you tell them you don't tell them to do whatever you got to do to survive, baby. Do you really say that? You really try to tell them, you know, you need to do what makes you happy.
No,
when you
tell them,
a situation, you tell them, look, baby, do what makes you happy. Go with your feelings.
I also tell them, like, it's understood that you got to eat. That's
exactly.
Human nature. You know you got to eat. You know you got to have a roof. You know you need clothes. You know that. The thing is, we tell them to pursue what makes them happy. Pursue that. But if you got to do something in between, do that.
Exactly. Don't be dumb. Don't be somewhere hungry and cold because you want to be an artist for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? Don't live on the street and paint the best pictures in the world. You see what I'm saying? Don't do something like that just because that's your passion. Don't go homeless over your passion. You got to provide for yourself. If you got to flip burgers and still be the best singer at the nightclub, then do that.
Flip burgers?
I'm just saying, you know, like I said, let the job be the means to the end. The job be the means to the end, but don't give up your passion in.
I choose crack.
Ain't no point in rapping in jail.
Ain't no point in flipping burgers either.
Whatever.
I choose crack. Fuck that, I choose crack.
You
fuck it!
Mm-hmm.
You start the fans listening. I'm just playing. Because I'm not flipping burgers now, am I, you bastard? All right, Keisha, have you ever been in a relationship with someone that's creative-minded, they have a passion that doesn't pay them money, but they spend countless hours doing it?
Yeah.
Would you be with you did who? What did he do?
I was dating some dude who called himself a rapper, and, I mean, he wrote some good stuff, but shit can't happen.
You all the way wrong for starting the phrase I said, call himself A.
Yep, because that's all he did. He had no plan. He had no follow through. He wasn't out there pounding nobody's pavement. All he did was write some stuff and recite it to me. That's it. Don't nobody know who you are if you're not doing the work yourself. I can't promote you if you don't promote yourself, boo. No, he called himself a rapper. Bottom line.
Period, point blank.
Swear.
That's the shit we be talking about right
y'all
now.
Y'all motherfucking women,
that's
man.
That's 8 out of 10.
Man,
that's 8 out of 10 right there.
8 out of 10 rappers call themselves rappers.
Call themselves a rapper.
Wow.
And the only person that
you rappers need to step your game up, nigga.
The only person that know of them is them.
You call yourself a rapper. That's what they telling me on the show tonight. Nigga.
Yeah.
You call yourself a rapper. You ain't
no, but
your-
see, I'm not going to say that about anybody that I know right now today, because the people that I know that are in the industry and are rappers or artists or singers or producers or whatever they call or whatever they are, I won't even say that. I take that all back. But, I mean, because I know that you guys are out there and you're doing your thing. This dude was doing nothing. He was smoking more weed than he was working.
He's still riding with Sharpie.
Okay, I'm killing all the Sharpie dudes who come up to me with CDs with their shit written in Sharpie. Well, but he don't have no money yet. Shit, he ain't got no job. He a rapper.
And that's why. That's the point of the show.
Put
get a job and get your shit together. Get a job, get your shit together. Then you can be a rapper instead of calling yourself one.
Wow. The cinema me now in stores. I'm just saying, niggas. I don't see you motherfuckers. Okay. Next question, let me go ahead and get a Michigan girl. Let me get the, I think it's LL. Should people give up pursuing a passion at a certain age? Should Jay-Z stop rapping? That's the side question.
No.
Should Jay-Z stop rapping?
No.
No, uh-uh.
Okay.
Definitely not. As long as he's able to do it, then he better do it. He better be in somebody's nursing home rocking the mic.
He's better than YC, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the very, very bad, sad part. I know niggas be like, nigga, fuck the nigga. Yeah, nigga, see me when you see me. I'll be out here. I'll be everywhere. I'll be at throwbacks. I'll be at throwbacks, maybe. And then I'll be at a whole bunch of places that you probably can be, nigga. You can see me. You got a problem with what I say about you whack niggas. You niggas are garbage. Stop it. But I'm still happy that you're not out here robbing niggas. So I wish you much success. Cheers for that. All right, Keisha L., stay on the line.
All right.
Michigan girl.
I did not press the number one.
I know you didn't. You can't talk?
No, I cannot talk.
Damn it, man. All right. I don't know. What is you? What are you? Wait a minute. What are you doing?
You can't talk. That
what are you doing? Saying? Oh.
What?
What are you doing? Are you in the club?
I'm out. Ooh, no, I'm out.
All right. Stand by. Okay, Michigan girl can't talk. She's out. LL.
Hello, hi, K-100,
what's going on, babe?
Hey, you know, just trying to get it.
I am trying to get it each and every day.
I got a chopper in the car. Not really, but.
I'm not a star. All right, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blitz. Thanks for tuning in to the show. I got my homegirl, Keisha, came to sit in the studio and talk some shit with me tonight. But it's been flowing good.
Of course.
She done told all you broke-ass niggas that call your motherfucking self rappers. Her and Keisha told y'all motherfucking niggas. Nigga, get a job, nigga. You ain't no rapper. You already talking about you balling and shit and you broke. www.blogtalkradio.com/k-100. The number to dial into the show is 347-934-0966. 0966. If you're an artist, when we do have our music shows and you want to get your music on K100 Internet Radio, just send it to K100Radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100, the word radio, K100Radio@gmail.com. I got my homegirl, LL, DJ LL, excuse me, DJ LL, on the line. All right. She's going to tell us about what she feels about passion versus profit for episode 212. LL, does it make more sense for you to follow your passion in life or a path more profitable?
Oh, see, I'm one of those people who think from right side of the brain. I'm more creative. So to me, it's more, it makes more sense to follow my passion. And profit ain't always going to be there, but it's just one of those things when you know what you're meant to do, you really don't even, I mean, you know it's all going to work out. You don't really focus on, like, when you ain't making ends meet because you know you're still going to grind it out. So, you know, you're going to make it happen. So, it's, you know, it doesn't make sense for me to chase the money. I've chased the money before. You know what I'm saying? I've done that. And at the end of the day, it's not that fulfillment that you want. You know what I'm saying? You got to be doing something creatively, whatever your passion is, if it's creative made, in order to get that satisfaction at the end of the day.
Okay, all right. Everybody's kind of on the same track, I guess, in the same key, the same tone with that whole stance. You know what I mean? You feel?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand. Look, I'm like I said, I'm not the artist who was waiting for a handout. I worked hard, and I worked, and I hustled on the side too, to pay for my own path. You know what I'm saying? You know,
and
what
that's
mean?
Because you understand the basics of it. That's because you understand the basics of it. You know that you're going to need certain things in order to make certain things happen.
Yes.
You
can't be out here
saying, I'm a rapper, and, you know, you just writing. You know what I'm saying? You can't be doing that, you just writing, because if you understand the basics of it, you know what you need to go along with what you write in order to do what you want to do.
But I can't even lie. I can't even lie, yo. And everybody listen, I can't even lie. I still feel like, and I know, like I said earlier in the broadcast, I know for a fact I have missed shows, opportunities. I missed out on a tour once because I had to work and everything and stuff. I couldn't do it because I needed to pay the bills. And I feel like there have been moments in my career that if I wasn't working a job, maybe, who knows where I would be now. You know what I'm saying? I know. Let me finish. I know two artists who, listen, I know one artist, without even naming his name, I know one artist who was broke, sleeping on our couch in the studio, sleeping with family members, broke as fuck, and now he's a millionaire.
That's I know who you're talking about, and I know who you're talking about, but still, it's like, he wasn't always broke. He wasn't always broke. He got to a point where it was like, I have to do this, or I can't breathe, because you will feel like you're about to suffocate if you're not doing what you feel like you're meant to do. He got to a point where he's like, this is do or die. I have to do this now.
But then,
he struggled well. He was married with a child, took very heavy hits from family, personal losses, looked down upon everything. But that struggle that he went through was but he wasn't working a job, and he was going out networking, meeting, shaking hands, doing things that I couldn't do because I had to go to work. And I remember those times where he was going to this showcase that he met that person that changed his life when I had to go to work that night.
But at the end of the day, how do you weigh whether it was worth it or not?
If you ask him,
you don't know what
where's he at right now, where am I at right now? My career is
saying, where's his wife, his kids, all
right
that
there,
type of stuff?
They're still there.
Okay, but you can't say that'll happen the same way.
I know that.
So,
what I'm saying is,
there's a divine appointment for everything. And when it's your time, it's your time. It was just his time.
That's all it was. Hold on real quick. We got about 60 seconds, 90 seconds, I think the lady just said. If you want to continue this conversation and want to hear the rest of it, we're going to go over until we finish up the conversation with all the callers. But you got to do it on the phone lines, 347-934-0966. If you're on the phone lines now and you want to listen to the rest of the conversation, make sure you're in a location where your phone won't drop out, because after 10 p.m. Eastern time, about seconds from now, you won't be able to call back in. Also, if you're listening to me on the internet at blogtalkradio.com/K-100, you're going to want to dial into the show, 347-934-0966. 1-800-875-0966 so you can continue the conversation. The last part of the show, the last hour of the show is not aired on the internet. It's not streamed online, but it is recorded for the podcast that you can get on iTunes. All right? And it will be a part of the podcast version, but the show stops airing live in about 30 seconds. So 347-934-0966. You got to get on the phone lines real quick if you want to continue the conversation. Now, back to LL. Okay, LL. So I feel what you're saying, and I understand what you're saying.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Did you sound anything like him? No. You
didn't.
Because you have your own style. And you never sound like anybody else. And that's what carries you, is the fact that you have your own style. It cannot be compared. It's you. You know it's you when you hear it. So for you to say that you missed those shows, when they heard him, they were looking, you know who this business works. They were looking for a specific sound. Your sound wasn't what they would have been looking for anyway. So the decision to go to work was the best decision to make, because you could have went right along with him, knowing that they are always looking for a specific sound, and you would have missed out on money. So you made the best decision.
I understand what you're saying, and that makes sense, and I understand what everybody said on the show, but I can't help but think about the fact that me and this particular person were at one time I was levels above him. At one time, you know
you're
they
still
were
levels above him. You're still levels above him, and you will continue because you grow. You know, as far as you feel like you're not levels above him as what you're calling his success. But as far as your sound goes, because when it's time for your sound, you're gonna shoot past his success. You still levels above. You don't sound like nobody. That's what keeps you.
Yeah, but that's
his
not
sound has, and while you still grinding it out, he may be making money right now, but guess what? His sound gonna pass, and then it's gonna be your turn, so you can't think of it like that. You didn't miss nothing. First of all, you can't miss nothing that God has intended for you. It just hasn't came around yet.
You might be right about that. May not even be meant for me to be a rapper. Mm-hmm. I might be the host of a syndicated
She's
XM radio
show. She's
very
much so right about that.
Yes. No, you never know what's going
to
happen.
It's easy to look at other people and say, it could have, would have, should have been me, but it really, if it would have been you, it might have been the wrong time. If it was supposed to be you, it would have been you, period.
Yeah.
Point blank.
I'm just saying from an artist standpoint,
you don't want
I've seen.
You to be outside because you went to a damn networking event.
I know that.
Okay.
But.
Yeah.
I see people who kids were sleeping in people's houses and then some people came out. And some people have done it and then still fucked up even worse.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Never
exactly.
made shit. So I understand. I'm just saying. I'm being devil's advocate. That's a dog. What is that? Okay.
Turn the seat down. I'm sorry. Hold on.
I don't know what. What is that? Logo?
That's a dog.
That's a doggy. Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Ready? Well, let me go ahead and get to the next question, all right? And let me go ahead and wrap it up. All right, do you agree with the phrase, you're not really happy until you're doing what you love?
Yes, of course.
What about all these rich people who make money off Wall Street? They don't really love Wall Street, but they're rich. And they go out on their fucking
property. Yeah, just like those two producers of Desperate Housewives that made all that money and then committed suicide. And what's your point?
But people think because you got millions of dollars that you automatically happy. That shit is not the case.
It's not.
Millionaires kill themselves and broke people.
Shit me?
Hell, no, broke.
Don't
make
me put
it.
I'm
saying it
and
stat
that motherfucker. I don't give a shit.
Broke.
I know. You ain't even make me believe. I ain't got no stat. But you even make me believe that more rich people kill themselves than poor people.
Because rich people refuse.
Well, they do.
No, it makes the news more when they do it. That's all.
No,
that's
no, pull
that's
up the statistics. Pull up. I want you to pull up the statistics. Pull them up for the okay, you will find out the highest paying jobs are the most people who kill themselves.
Rich
who are in those positions.
Poor people who have been poor, that's where you came from.
But
it ain't,
more rich
it ain't
people
so
kill
strange.
Themselves than poor people.
Man, if rich people
nah,
kill
they just made the news though, you hear about
they,
it more.
If they have to make the decision between being rich, being poor and dying, they'll die first.
Okay.
They'll die before they be poor.
Yeah.
All right.
Poor people, we already know how to struggle. We already know how to live poor. So what are we going to kill ourselves for? We already know how to do this.
I don't know that that's that more. I think more poor people kill themselves because they poor. That's my damn point.
You don't know
they just tired of being poor. They're the shit. They're sick of shit.
Okay, baby. If there were so many people tired of being poor, we'd have so many damn projects, so many people getting our damn checks.
Can you please say that one more time?
Man,
it's way more poor.
I'm going to find that stat. I'm going to find a stat somewhere about the age and the economic range of people who commit suicide. I want to know. I don't believe it.
It's way
more
poor people than rich people.
I don't think you're
way
right.
Way more.
I disagree. We have to find that stat somewhere. Can somebody Google that? And hit the number one. Somebody Google the stat. I'm doing the show. Question number three. LL, have you ever been in a relationship with a creative-minded person that doesn't make a lot of money at what they do and stuck with them or had to leave them because of that? Have you been left because of that?
I have been in a relationship with a creative-minded person and stuck with them. And I don't ever want to date an artist in my life. I don't want anybody who has, I think that it needs to be, you need to be a blue collar nerd for me because I got enough creativity and spontaneity and bring out the different jobs enough for the both of us.
That's horrible.
I'm not mad at you about that, LL.
That's horrible.
I got enough. I mean, because if I'm taking chances, for one, the relationship has to be a partnership. Okay. If I'm the one that's going to take chances being in this industry, and we all know that this industry is a big gamble, but this is what I feel like I'm supposed to be doing, I need to know that you're going to be able to hold it down. So we both can't be off up in this finicky-ass industry and not know what's coming in. Then I might as well stay be a partner by myself. I don't need no partner then.
That's messed up, man.
I mean, because she's...
Hey, it is what it is.
Her situation is unique because she's saying both of them are in a very fickle industry.
Yeah.
Everybody else is saying their wife got a 9-to-5, pretty much a steady, hot job. She's saying both of them are in a fickle industry, and you can't really depend on either or to make things work.
No, but you know that. You know how it is in this industry.
I'm just saying it.
Ain't nothing guaranteed.
My thing about it is, I don't understand why you can't respect what they do, and that's what you do. I don't understand.
But
why
I'm not knocking it. I respect it all day, but because I do respect it and because I have the same mindset, I know that it's not guaranteed. If we're going to build a family, then we need some guarantees.
She is not
knocking it.
You're
knocking it
by saying, myself.
She's being realistic. She's not knocking it. She's being realistic.
By saying you can't be with that person because of that reason, why is that not happening?
Because she knows that if she's with somebody that's in the same industry that she is in and she knows how the industry is, she knows that there's a very good chance that it's a lot of shit that won't get done it's time to pay rent, mortgage, car note, light bill, gas bill. It's a lot of shit that might not get done because both of them are in that particular industry. She being realistic about the situation. And she is one of the people that you want to be with that'll say, you know what, I can't deal with that. I can't deal with this.
Can't do that.
I'm not the person I need to be with.
I got two kids I got to take care of. I can't do that. I know the struggle.
I don't feel the answer.
End of the day, shit got to get done. End of the day.
I know,
you know,
right?
Had a job for 13 years because you knew that end of the day, shit got to get done.
And you can't hate me just because I'm a female. Hate on me. I mean, guys, a lot of guys in the industry don't want females that are in the industry.
Listen to me. At the end of the day, let me tell you something. I did do that, and I did work a job and do what I had to do. I worked a job and hustled on the side because, trust me, all my motherfucking music did not come from work money. You know what I'm saying?
Because you needed money. So you needed money.
That's what I'm saying. But I would have never, I would have never said that I can't see myself dating an artist because, hell, one of us got to be stable. I never would have said that.
Please answer this. You seriously would date an artist. Okay.
Yes.
You've been out in the club all night. She been out in the club all night. You cross the world here. She crossed the world there. I mean, when y'all going to meet in the middle? I mean, if y'all doing the same thing, y'all going to run out of conversation. For one, y'all going to run out of conversation because you guys keep talking about the same thing over and over. I want somebody that lives a different lifestyle.
You know what? It's funny. I'm hearing all this from you two women, but excuse me, but ain't Beyonce and Jay-Z artists? Ain't Will and Jada artists?
But they're already
that's
there.
That's them. And, yeah, that's them. That worked for them. I know what works for me, and I know what don't work for me.
They got together when both of them were already millionaires. Both of them millionaires. They don't have shit to worry about. They're not.
And they don't even like each other. That's all business. For real?
Whoa. spread vicious rumors like that on my show. We don't know that. We don't know that.
Do you say
it's all business?
This
is all business.
And we're judging like the fuck other people. That's all we know. That's all we know. We don't know anything outside of that.
At the end of the day, Jada was not worried
it's
about
business.
If Connor was going to get paid because Will do what he do. Will was not worried about if his Connor going to get paid because Jada doing what she do. They weren't
okay.
worried
so
about
it. It's the money, really.
It's
is.
The money.
It's
yes.
the money. Oh, my
God. At the end
of
the day,
oh, that's what
we're talking about. Passion over profit. That's what we're talking
you can't
about.
Tell me, You can't tell me it ain't business when Will and Jada's child is under their management company.
That's just fucking common sense.
That's business. That's business. But it's business. It's business, right?
Be stupid.
It's business.
That would be stupid as fuck if they wasn't. That ain't business. That's just fucking common sense.
But it's business, too, because if they would have put her under somebody else, then somebody else would have been making the money. So they're keeping all the money in-house. So what? They're running a business. Yeah, it's a family, but it's a business.
It's a business.
Be real.
When you and your brother
do a track, when y'all feel that that's business, that ain't family, that's business. Y'all want that bitch to fail.
Y'all motherfuckers,
Willow Smith just got on with Disney. So she's straight forever right now.
That's business.
Britney Spears, she's straight. She ain't got to worry about shit.
She had to worry about shit before then, nigga.
You right, but she definitely ain't got to worry about shit now.
My motherfucking mama, Will and Jada, nigga, she ain't never got to work for shit ever in life. Ever.
Now she worked for Disney.
Ever.
And that's her. And you know, though, but that's a great point that you just said because she's their child and she never have to work. She ain't never got to do none of this. She ain't never got to be making no money. But they push their child to do what she loves because she ain't got to do none of this.
Damn real.
But she ain't never got to do what she have to.
My child do anything that my child, when my son really passionate about something, like don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. My son love music, whatever. I'm just giving him, he's only in the third grade. I might wait one more year before I really feed him to you motherfuckers. Because I really know he's very, very talented. I'm just waiting. I don't want to make it seem like I'm just, you know what I'm saying? But, oh, that's my dude.
Little baby Usher.
You feel me?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm just waiting. But don't get it twisted. I know what he really want to do. And don't, you're right. That's what they're supposed to do. That's their passion or whatever. And I'm going to do the same thing with my kids. When I
back
find out.
1,000%.
1,000%.
A lot of us can't afford to do it.
I didn't even have that. My mama threw away my folder of raps when she found it. Threw it away.
Yeah, because she was like, you ain't going to make no money.
No, she threw it away because it was secular, period.
Oh, well, yeah, I forgot about that.
He would talk about some stuff in them raps that he shouldn't have been talking.
That too.
I was only like, what, seventh grade? And I wasn't even really talking about nothing bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you
were.
Stop lying.
You
really
was
like
fucking,
in seventh grade.
You was already fucking
by the end. No,
too.
I wasn't fucking in the seventh grade. I wasn't fucking in the seventh grade.
Yes, you was.
No, I wasn't in the seventh grade.
Oh,
eighth grade.
Yes, it
mind.
Was.
In
no,
the seventh grade?
It was in the middle of the year. It was half the school year was gone.
She was in the seventh and a half.
No, I was
seventh
not.
And a half.
Yeah. Why are you listening to her?
You can't
hold
my finger.
Oh, my Jesus.
No,
I y'all have my stomach hurting so bad.
I was a late bloomer. A lot of my homeboys was getting pussy in the sixth grade at Patterson.
Oh, so late bloomer
in
seventh.
It was the summer of the eighth going to ninth. I was almost about to be in high school before I got late.
Moving on.
That sounds like she was there.
I was there. No. I was not there.
Now she lost her virginity.
That was another show.
Tell me when. Oh yeah, that's another show.
She lost her virginity in eighth grade.
How do you know?
That was the other show.
She lost her virginity.
We already
in eighth
made
grade.
Those confessions.
Yeah.
Okay, please. Moving on.
Joe lying ass. Anyway, let's not even go there. For quick kick for K100.
Let's not.
No one else had their hand raised up. If anybody else that's on the phone line wants to talk, I will allow you that if you just hit the number one on the keypad. If not, I'm going to get ready to end the show because we're already hitting to the third hour. You know what I'm saying? If you want to talk, though, hit the number one. Oh. 337.
Man, I thought I was on the whole time. Yeah, my nigga. I've been sitting up here listening the whole time.
You didn't hit the number one. You just sitting here. I see the number, but you didn't hit the number one. What do you do, homie?
I thought I hit it, my nigga. I'm up here in the homework listening to y'all.
Rapid Rolls on the line, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, you can figure why they called him that. You know what I'm saying? But
he got it from a granddaddy, he said.
He did? Did you get your voice from granddaddy?
Yeah, hereditary. And I'm the youngest grandson.
I got a good memory.
Oh. Probably because you want to give him some coochie.
She said she wants you to hum on the coochie.
All right, episode 212. The homie Rapid Rawls on the line. He's an artist himself. Rapid, let me ask you this, since you're an artist, what do you feel about being passionate, passion versus profit as an artist? Do you feel like it's more important for you to pursue your dreams and your career as an artist, any means necessary? If you got to quit a job to go out on a tour, or whatever, will you quit it? Right now, somebody called you and said, man, you know, you got a little job with it. We got a little college tour we want you to go on. You know, college tours don't pay shit, but you get exposure. Will you quit a job and go for it? Would you do that?
I'm gone, nigga. I'm gone.
You will?
I'm gone.
Do you ever tell somebody you a rapper and they look at you like, well, what you really do?
When I first started, I got that a lot.
Why not now?
What has changed?
What's changed?
The moves I'm making, I'm visible. Mm-hmm. I'm visible. They see me out here grinding. It ain't like you can't see me or you're missing me. If you're on the internet or anything like that, you can't miss me. They see me out here putting in work.
I can understand. I feel that right there. If you're passionate about something, then you put yourself out there. So you can't really – this show is not for the niggas who just sit around and rap off their homeboy PlayStation-made beats and shit, freestyling and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's what we get in the streets, and that's why, like, when Avenue was talking, a lot of times that's what you see. You see people at home, they making their little beats in the bathroom or whatever. You know, it's like, you start not to take people seriously until you get to see them, until you have proof that that's what they really do.
Uh-huh.
So that's why, and especially in Atlanta, you don't... It's like, it's 1,000 motherfuckers. Like, I went to a performing arts high school. I went to school with hundreds of people that sing. So I'm like, really, what you do? How your thing is so different from everybody else?
Okay, all right. I can understand that.
But we just had a conversation. Me and one of my little brothers in the game. And we were talking, and he was like, people always ask you what you do. And we were talking, and we were like, nigga, I'm an artist. They be like, well, how you get paid? Nigga, I pay attention to my fucking career so I can guide that bitch to where it's supposed to go.
All right. But how do you get paid?
Yeah, that's what, when people ask what you do, that's what they really want to know. How you make your money.
Let me tell you something. When it comes to females, let me tell you.
When it comes to men.
Hold on. 678-561, I see you. I'm going to come in your line and see you hitting number one. Let me tell you something. No. When it comes to females, right, if I'm out here and they don't know why, if I'm just out here, and they just see me at a club, at a bar or something. You feel what I'm saying? I can't even lie to you, man. It's so fucked up, and I hate this, but I know this is what I will probably do because I ease them into what I really do. I never, when somebody sees me or whatever, and they ask me what I do when I'm out, I never say I'm a rap artist or I'm an artist or I'm in the music industry, especially not in Atlanta. Because saying that, at that moment, if this woman has not heard of you, seen your CDs, not your friend on Facebook, they don't know your grind, they don't know you got albums out, they don't know anything about you, they will not take you seriously right then, at that point, in that moment, right then.
Yeah, you're right.
But to me, I feel like a woman should at least hear you out when you say that. When you say that, be like, where really?
Depending on where you are.
You know what I'm saying?
No. It's so much watered down bullshit out now.
Yeah.
I understand where the fans come from, because even bro, I still get it. But you know what? For a nigga like me, I use that. So whenever I tell you that, you look at me funny, I use that. So whenever you hear what I got to say on these beats, and your mouth fall open, that's for looking at me stupid.
And then you got a new fan. Damn, there you go.
Yeah, then you got a new fan. I use that tool, my nigga. That's one of my tools I use to this day.
I'm the CEO of Chainz Entertainment. I could get more respect saying I'm an intern at Chainz Entertainment. And she'd be like, oh, you're an intern? Yeah, I'm an intern. What do you do? Well, right now I'm just, you know, doing promotion stuff for them, but I'm trying to work my way up in the music industry. She'll take me more serious if I say I'm the CEO of my own indie label.
You're in Atlanta.
That's fucking retarded. I don't give a shit where I'm at.
Hey,
I'm the fucking CEO, but I can get more play from a female lying and saying I'm the intern for the fucking same company I really own.
But then that goes to show you what caliber of women. That's going to go to show you what caliber of women we have out there.
And they go to show you where the music industry stands at this moment.
You're right. They go to show you what kind of caliber of women, what type of music we got out. You know what I'm saying? They don't have like your hashtag, respect for artists. They don't have that.
That's why I started. But that's why, you know, that's why I started the whole campaign in the first place.
I already know. You know, you had to tell me I seen it a mile away.
Yeah. You already noticed why I did it. You know what I'm saying? It's just a tremendous amount of district. And it's not, you know what? Saying that from consumers and women in the clubs. Whatever. I understand that.
And
but
then a lot of niggas,
we're not
getting respect. They feel like you say, oh, I'm a rapper, that guarantee them some pussy at the end of the night. Bitch, nigga, what?
See,
oh, I'm a rapper. Fuck you. Okay, whatever.
But you know, it's what you up in it, too. It's what you in it for, too.
You're right.
It's what you up in the music industry. Because you can have passion for the music, but you can love that money more than you have passion for that music. And you can let that love for that money turn you evil.
Exactly. And there's a lot of people that say, I'm a rapper, just because a lot of women going to be like, oh, let me get him some pussy.
Man, I got so many left. You know, Blizzard, I just started. I got a lot of them niggas in my hood that have been rapping, or so say rapping, for 10 13 years, and they were like eight. But I ain't been 2 years yet. It ain't been 2 years yet, and I can't tell you none of the projects they put out, not a song they never made, none of that.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? That's why when they call me now, I be like, man, I mean, when you first started, man, why don't you come get on a song with me? What is it going to profit me to get on a song with you? Ain't got to profit me cash-wise, but if this is going to boost me up with your fans and the thing, do you have enough fans for me to come want to do this with you?
Nope.
Come on, man. It still is a business, but it's the way you got to go about doing it. I'm not just about to go do no song with no anybody. Now that I ain't got hot, they think you're going to come over here and get a boost off of me.
Because they trying to get hot off of you. They trying to get shit hot off of you.
Matter of fact, but I got a nigga right now. I got a nigga right now in my, we not in the same clique no more. He's still on his, like, outside shit. But at first, that's who I was involved with. That's who mixed and mastered my first CD. The song Highway, that's the nigga on there. Say my nigga would not change my life from negative to positive. He took me off of every song we did together. That was on his. But now that he see my movement and it's really moving, why he didn't put a song out that we did back then a few days ago on the internet?
Because, I mean, we know you start, I mean...
And that's why a lot of people are serious when people be like, I'm a rapper.
I don't know about that. Well, with the situation Raspy just described, I mean, what do you want him to scrap it now? You don't want him to use the verse now or what?
But he didn't want to use it before. You were like, the direction I was going.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
If it was hot then. If it's hot now, it was hot then. Period.
Thank you. The highway song. Me and the nigga had a connection. My nigga, I'm not gonna lie to you. Me and the nigga had a connection out of this world doing the music. Everything we dropped together was hot. Everything. And he took me off of. Y'all know, I don't know if you heard the song For You. That was about our parents, and he did it about his girl, ex-girl or whatever. He took me off all of that. So now all of a sudden you're ready to put a new song out, a song out that got me on it. But all before, you took me off of everything else and just put snippets up there with your verse on there saying new music coming soon. You know what I'm saying? The song For You that me and him did, he redid the whole song over and made it with a different concept. Took the verse he had and my verse off and made it a whole new concept. But came back now and he didn't put out another song we did during that same time frame we was doing all the other music that he took me off of.
Well, things have changed. Let me ask you this. Things have changed. Things have changed. Damn it.
The moment changed. That's all it was.
Well, things have changed. Question. Let me ask you a couple questions. You already asked. I already know what you're gonna say about one and two. Have you been in a relationship with a chick who left you because you was an artist, because you was passionate about what you do, and maybe you wasn't making any money? Maybe
you
wasn't making any. Have you ever had that happen to you?
What you think one love is about?
I need everybody on the phone line, man, now that I've heard it,
One Love is basically a song to where I gotta. I'm trying to. I'm torn between her and music. You know what I'm saying? When I put my music on the side and went to be with her, she just pushed me away, pushed me away. But the minute I say, all right, fucking, I'm going, and went back to music. All you wanna do is be involved in that music. I'm like, what the fuck? And I just not push my music to the side for you, and when I was done, you didn't want me to. But now I'm going and I'm happy. Oh, it's all you gotta know about is your music. Man, I know this is my caller. And right now, once she showed me that, I'm not going back. I would not put my music to the side for no one. No one, my nigga. I don't care.
Well,
I put my music to the side for no one.
I would never tell you this. I would, of course, you know me. I would never even suggest. That's just crazy. It's no one never told you to put the music to the side, and I would never. I'm not going to do it. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's just not going to happen, and I understand. Of course, as an artist, you understand that. But, like, I know when you did Made One Love and everything, you what you were saying, because, you know, I heard the song multiple times. I listened to it and everything. But I'm just, sometimes, like the women were saying earlier, you know what I'm saying, niggas got to be about their game. They got to make sure they got some money on deck or whatever. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's not what
I'm
saying.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you all were saying.
But look, I kept her involved, like, anything I was doing.
That's what I'm saying. They bread, whatever, and
we weren't saying that. We were saying that we'll ride with you, but you gotta keep the woman informed.
That's what I'm gonna say.
You gotta make her involved. She's holding you down. I don't mind funding what you're trying to do, but at least keep me involved in the decision making part, because you're using my money to make them decisions.
And I ain't got no problem keeping no. I keep my whole circle informed. I'm talking about everybody around me. I keep informed. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to have to forget something. And, you know what I'm saying? Because my mind works 24/7. So I make sure I keep my people involved in what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm ever slipping, somebody could always pull my coattail. Like, what are we supposed to be? Blase, 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 blase. I keep my people informed. You know what I'm saying? Even though my mama just came around, dog. My mama just came around. Two weekends ago, my mama just started coming around, and then after she came around, she told my little cousin there from New Orleans, she was praying that whatever I'm doing in this music, I succeeded, because she said I really have a passion for it. And I spit a verse to my mama and left her speechless, because she thought all I talked about, all I did was cuss.
Right.
All she know is I cuss a lot. So she thought that all I did was cuss in my music, and I spit a verse for her that left her speechless. So the same weekend that she told me that was the same weekend a dude who wrote Soul Glow, co-signed my shit on Twitter. The same dude who wrote the song, I let him hear, he co-signed my shit on Twitter.
And see, and that's what I'm saying, you can't necessarily blame women, because we just want to know you serious about it. Because just like he said with his mom, the way we view the music industry as a whole right now, all we see is people talking about money, pussy, and cars. A lot of times we don't hear people that's talking about anything of substance. So we looking for the person that is talking about something that we haven't heard 1,000 times before. So that's why you can't say, like, oh, she tripping or whatever. Because when we hear I'm a rapper, all we hear is, okay, another nigga talking about pussy, money, and clothes.
We ain't going steady. Y'all love that song.
I don't like that song.
Women do.
So that's why you have to prove that you
we ain't going steady.
It's a stupid song. You don't even, it's not even.
Nah, it's one of the most hottest songs in Atlanta, though, and y'all love it.
But it's still
we
out,
going
y'all.
Rocco.
And that's he a rapper saying he don't listen to rap.
Well,
what do you expect us to do?
Wait a minute, he listens to rap.
Look, my nigga, I'm gonna be honest with you. Only artist that I really listen to, period, out of every artist in the world right now, is Adele. That's it. I might not, as far as a nigga send me a leak, I'm going to give you my ear because I give out what I want in. So if you send me something, I'm going to give you my honest opinion of how I feel about it. I know the art. I always did follow the art. But the only artist I listen to is Adele. That's it, my nigga. I can listen to Adele all day, every
and
day.
And they say when a rapper don't want to listen to rap, because that shows the state of rap music. When a rapper don't want to listen to rap, because there's so much bullshit out there, what do you expect us as a consumer?
Well, I'm not even going
to
sit here and say
I listen
to
some
rap.
All I listen to
is rap.
That's not all I listen to.
I know, but I don't listen to a lot of the rap that's
so
hot.
I'm
not running out to buy the car to Ford for shit.
Me either.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, I told that nigga on Twitter, man. He ain't respond back to me, but I told him. I said, dog, you call yourself, I said, you put self-claimed best rapper, but you're not the best rap artist. I said, with that fucking lackluster mixtape and album, that shit poochies, man. I'm going to buy that shit with my mama money.
Well, I wouldn't. Did you actually say that to Lil Wayne on Twitter?
Yeah.
But he actually following Lil Wayne on Twitter.
That's the problem I have.
I'm not following them. I'm not following them. I just added them.
Oh, okay.
I don't have to follow you to send you a tweet. No,
okay.
I don't follow no celebrities. So I don't follow no celebrities. Because, like I said, what is it? I heard you say it before, Blizzard. What it takes for you to click a follow back button?
Right. Yeah, that's right.
What does it take for you?
What do you have in your mind? I unfollowed a couple of quote-unquote high and mighty motherfuckers like model bitches who think they too cute to follow a nigga back.
No, I don't follow none of them.
I mean, it's one of them situations where people will be like, follow my people. And so I'll be like, okay, you my people, I'll follow your people. But when I follow them, I always hit, now following, follow back. And the motherfuckers don't follow me back, I don't follow their ass.
Oh, yeah. It don't take no
money. But they ain't even hot like that. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Bitch, you ain't no celebrity.
And even if you is a celebrity, all you do is you're on TV and you make a lot of money, nigga. You put on your pants one leg at a time, you still got to breathe out like I got to breathe it.
Right. Exactly. All right, last question. Get ready to wrap it up. I see LL and I think LL and Shay want to say something, but hold on. Should people give up pursuing their passion at a certain age, Rascal Ross? Should Jay-Z stop rapping, frankly?
To who?
Should Jay-Z stop rapping? He's fucking...
Why? Why? He got a mouth? He still got a God-given ability to do what his ability is.
I think, is there an age limit on your passion? Should something you just say, look, it ain't happened for you yet. Give up or whatever. What if Jay-Z wasn't famous? If Jay-Z wasn't famous and he was 40-something and still rapping, should he quit?
There's plenty of people doing
that. Put it to you like this. If he still had a way to take care of his, if he had responsibilities and it was going undone, yes.
Right.
But if he was still able to take care of his responsibilities and still do what he was passionate about, why should he ever stop? If he still had that passion burning inside of him.
All right.
I feel like the day people stop following their passion, that's the day they die. If that's really your passion and you stop following it, that's the day you die anyway.
Yeah, but you have so many people who die because they die a little inside to provide for their family. A lot of men have been forced to make that decision. You know what I'm saying? A lot of men was forced to make that decision because they just had to provide for their family. And a lot of women, the thing about what you just said is a lot of women say that was a responsible thing to do. He a real man.
But that's depending on the type of woman you with. If your woman wants you to die on the inside because of that, you can do both. It's possible to do both. If you got two people working together to do it, you can do both of them.
That's what I heard somebody say earlier. Team. Some dude was on there earlier. He said his wife was a team. You know, me and my little brother were just talking about that. Bro, if you and your lady is not working as a team, either y'all working together or y'all working against each other. It's going to be either or. Y'all going to either make y'all or y'all going to break y'all. Now it's up to y'all what y'all want to do.
It's no in between.
You're right. Exactly. All right. Stay on the line, homie, real quick.
I'm going to do my homework, man. I was doing homework. I just had to call in, man. I seen the text come to my phone while I was doing my homework. I said, let me call into the show.
All right.
I'm doing my homework, nigga.
All right. Get with it. LL and Shay, did y'all want to say something else?
Yes, you were on there talking about us women. We're talking about, you know, y'all got to have this, that, or whatever for us to hold y'all down, all that kind of stuff. That ain't what nobody said. I ain't hear nobody say that.
Nobody say that. Nobody.
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in because he had corrected that, but I just that's what I had pressed the number one for. We didn't say that. We said that, you know, if you have a passion and a true passion, yeah, we will be willing to, you know, hold you down. But ain't nobody say you got to have something for us to hold you down. That's the whole point. You working towards what you want.
We wouldn't have to hold you down if you already had it, right?
Exactly.
Right.
LL.
Like we're willing to work with a little bit so you can have something. That's what it's all about.
LL, did you want to say something? While I'm getting jumped on?
No.
Okay.
He said what I was going to say.
Okay. All right. Fine. Okay. My bad, ladies. My bad, ladies. But y'all was sounding a little iffy with the support earlier.
We were just real clear and specific.
We'll help you as long as you're trying to help yourself. Definitely.
Exactly. Thank you.
Stand by. All right. I'm coming up on the end of the show. I'm getting ready to end the show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Tomorrow night! I should say this way earlier.
When everybody
was on the fucking phone line. I forgot.
That's what you get for drinking.
Yeah. But tomorrow night, going to be live. The Time to Shine event. Doing my thing. Rocking the stage. Come out if you can. Atlanta, Georgia. If you're in Atlanta.
I'll be there, just so you know.
Totally forgot to say that when it was like 20 people on the line.
I'll be there. Okay.
You're coming to support?
Of course.
Yeah. Time to Shine event tomorrow night. Where everybody else is left on the phone lines. Come check me out tomorrow night. I'll be posting it on Facebook. Well, you still can't skip it, nigga. All the motherfuckers, they're going to see it on Facebook anyway. I'm texting and tweeting and Facebooking that out all day tomorrow. So I'll be at the Time to Shine event. Y'all come check me out. You know what I mean? This is a small cover. It's not big. So if you want to come check me out, it's not a big cover. Come check us out at the Time
to Shine.
It's like $20,
$15. $20? That ain't small to some people.
It's an event.
But $20 ain't small to everybody.
Well.
$5 is small.
Well, yeah.
$20 is pretty significant for a cover charge. Fuck out.
I don't know why they're charging that much either. I'm really like, yo, really y'all charging?
I'm glad you said. I don't know. I don't care. $20 in cash on me.
I don't know why they even charging that much. But it is a nice ass event, though. It's really nice to put together.
Make sure you put that.
I can see why they're trying to do that, but.
Make sure you put that out there.
Yeah, we'll put it out there if they don't come. I can understand. It is a kind of a high for a show, but it is a real live showcase. It is a real live.
Either way, I'm there. I got you.
Yeah, it's a real live performance. They got a band and everything, and it's a really nice restaurant. I mean, not even a restaurant. It's a bar, a club. It's really nice inside, so you won't feel like you came and spent $20 and go to the hole in the wall like we did at one. We didn't pay $20, but we went to the one spot downtown, and it was like, what the fuck? That shit was horrible. But hopefully they get their shit together. But Time to Shine tomorrow. Tomorrow night I'm performing there live, rocking the stage. So come out if you're in the Atlanta area and support. All right, thanks for tuning in to K1's Internet Radio. Really appreciate it. Episode 212, Passion versus Profit. Really appreciate it. If you tuned in late, catch the podcast on iTunes.
Thanks. No more Ciroc for you.
Whatever.
I'm an
alcoholic. What are you going to do? Thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning into the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. I'm out. Follow me on Twitter.